all of a sudden, now let's just say it exactly sounded like happened. Somebody was cutting a baby in half.
It was.
It sounded like someone was fucking having their balls removed, but what, an animal.
You heard.
You're doing like a FM radio DJ howl. It was like a fucking terrified cry. Like there was tears. It was fucking.
Maybe he was howling out of tune. Maybe he's.
It was horrific.
I wanna sleep at night, see the stars up above with the pale moon shining down. I wanna cook my coffee over cactus cold, 50 miles from town.
Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. Guys, I went to that David Bowie exhibit in Brooklyn. I think it's called Bowie. I don't know. I'd been once before in Melbourne with Kylie and Jules. And I want to see if it was the same one. Same one. They missed a couple things. They didn't have his gallery of Coke spoons. That was a pretty cool little thing. I guess some of it's built to the studio, the space, but man, that's a fucking great example. That David Bowie guy is on another level the way he thinks. I mean, the way he got like top level costumers and fucking acting classes and shit, just so he could put on good concerts. I mean, he was top to bottom. The guy was tremendous. Anyway, I'm taking that into this. I went to a cabin for the fucking weekend. And they had all these DVDs. And Labyrinth was one of them. The Jim Henson David Bowie movie. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's watch Labyrinth. And I watched it. The movie was fine. But oh my God. Like, okay. First of all, you get two great guys like Jim Henson and David Bowie together. And it's like, hey, let's fucking meet. They show the correspondence in the museum. Jim Henson's like, hey, so here's what I'm thinking of so far. Here's some, production notes. Anyway, I think you'd be great at it. And he just puts it out there. And I want you to do it. I want you to do the movie. And I guess David Bowie writes back, well, here's what I'm thinking with like a crystal ball and a scepter and shit like that. It's campy. And by the way, his dick is like, the pants that he's wearing are so tight as his Goblin King. It's a kid's movie, though. Do you see the fucking hog? It looks like he's got like a roll of sausages in there. He's just like, ba-ba, hands out. Take a look at me now. In front of these little fucking Jim Henson puppets. But here's what I want to say, though. Jim Henson, okay, great. University of Maryland alumnus, just like me. Who's more successful? Who's to say? This whole movie, it's just him showing off. It's just him showing off. He is at the top of his game. There's nobody in the world who's touching him with puppets. And he's like, Dave Bowie, just come help me do a thing. We'll Jennifer Connelly sucks as an actress, but fuck it. She's going to go on to bigger stuff. Let's use her. We'll make a little fucking story a little bit. Doesn't really make much sense. I'll have some puppets in there. And then I'm just using it for like, there was this music video they pretty much had with these guys, these fucking, I'll try to find a fucking link to it and put it on the website, arithegreat.com, for extra details on every episode. Or as many as I can think of. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, we had Merv's fucking dogs thing up there, memorial. So this is, it's just her, is it her? Yeah, trying to find her way out, and these puppets fucking dancing, their heads coming off, and you're watching it, you're like, oh, it just looks like a cartoon. And then you realize, like, no, those are guys with strings holding them up. And it's like a 2 minute, 3 minute long dance, just a music video, really. Real basic in front of a green screen. And it's just Jim Henson just fucking pulling out his fucking balls. and be like, look at these. Look how fucking good I am. Look at my gaze upon my fucking power. That's all he's doing. He's just showing off. I'm the best. Yeah, I made it so you guys will see me. The fucking heads going from one puppet to another. Jesus Christ. This episode is brought to you by The Break on Netflix. Michelle Wolf's new show. It's not really brought to you by that, but you should all watch it. It's a weekly show on Netflix, so you can't like watch it later. You're supposed to watch it every week. The first one just came out. I think it comes out every Sunday. Watch The Break, you guys. Michelle Wolf is of the comedians who kind of like, you know, I don't want to call us trolls, but because they're not all trolls, but they all, you know, really say their own opinions and they're basing logic and fucking always seem to butt heads with this fucking people trying to shut them up. Of all those comics, which are most of us actually, she's our best chance of fucking, she's our greatest hope. So tune into the fucking Netflix show, The Break with Michelle Wolf. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, the caps. Well, no, I'll say this. I'm in D.C. I'm at the Improv. You guys, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No added shows. Saturday's all sold out. Friday's almost sold out if it's not. I've been offline for 4 days. This long holiday weekend, I took my girlfriend up to our fucking cabin in the Adirondacks where people keep shit on their front lawn because there's no room for them in their tiny homes and they know nobody's going to steal them. Places that are just fucking rural. It's beautiful, though, the nature. Anyway, I had my phone off since fucking Thursday. I'm not looking for it. I'm going to turn it back on now and see how many fucking texts I get. What if it's zero? Actually, I'd prefer that. I'm not even joking. That's a fucking hack thing. Like, oh, it's so sad you got zero text. I'm not even talking about that. I would be happy. Oh, yeah. Do you guys have phones that make that noise when it turns on? God, it was fucking peaceful. You got to get out of New York once in a while. Anyway, I'll be in D.C. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Improv. Get tickets at AriTheGreat.com or DCImprov.com. And then in June 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I'm going to be in San Francisco. June 21st, 22nd, 23rd at Cobb's. Tickets for that are selling pretty fast. You want to fucking hop on that. That's my biggest market is San Francisco. So fucking get tickets. All right. So here's the deal with this episode. Me, I've already said it wrong grammatically, Bobby Kelly, Joe List, and I went up to go camping. Bushcrafting, as Bobby Kelly calls it. Robert Kelly, he goes by sometimes. All right, there's one, there's two, there's three, four, five. All right, come on. Stop. All right, enough. Come on. Finally. Jesus. It's all just people wanting stuff from you. And by the way, so what is this, Monday night? That means one day I didn't get. I heard that if you don't turn your phone on for 3 days, all right, that the texts, you just lose them to the ether. They'll never come in. You have 3 days to retrieve texts or they just won't ever, you won't even be, won't know about them. They won't bounce back. You'll just, they'll think they got them to you and you just didn't get it. Anyway, I'll cry enough. What was I going to say? Where was I? Oh, okay. Okay. So we went up bushcrafting, as Bobby Kelly calls it. I say it's party boys weekend. Let's all get some ass fucking going on. You know, we've been wanting it. We're looking at each other's buttholes going, man, I like to stick my cock in there. So let's get away from fucking watchful eyes out into the woods. We can stick our fucking dirty cocks right into each other's buttholes. Brokeback Mountain style. Beautiful cinematography. Watching beavers as we pack fudge into each other's butts. Listen, guys. It's not really about that. But we named it the Bushcraft Party Boys because it's going to be the three of us going on a fucking camping trip. Like hiking in. We haven't done that. I haven't done that since. I mean, sleepaway camp? You know, in like seventh grade maybe? eighth grade, ninth grade, something like that. We used to go to like Joshua Tree or Sequoia or Malibu Creek State Park or places like that. But you park, you know, 20 meters away from your, at most, away from your campsite. You make multiple trips to the car. This was pack everything, all the shit on your back, tent, all that shit, and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk till you get there. So we're pretty excited about it. It came up from a plan we had. We had this plan in, I guess, like, it was unseasonably warm in, like, September, October. And we were like, let's get a cabin. When it gets cold, let's get a cabin. And we made a group right there. I think it was Sarah and Joe, me and Robert. And it was like, all right, but here's the rules. Anyone you add to the group, because we're gonna, let's get 10 people or something. Anyone you add has to be totally okay with everyone else in the group. So all other four people have to be like, yes, that guy's in. And then once that guy's in, if you want to add another one, you have to ask five people. And if one of those people go, no, I don't, that guy, then they're out. Just don't even ask him. And so we made this group of fucking three. That's what we narrowed it down to. That's the only people we could all agree on, just the three of us. And even that was touch and go. So we went out to the woods, to Echo Lake, an hour north of where Bobby lives. He picked out the place. He's been into bushwhacking lately. Bushcrafting. I keep calling it bushwhacking. Which is just like, I don't know, fishing, foraging for yourself. I mean, whatever. You'll see what we did, I guess. But here's what I'm telling you right now. Here's what I'm telling you. The sound quality sucks. And you know why? Because Robert Kelly decided we did this podcast on the way up, and then we did it on the way back. That's what we decided to do. Let's do some 45 minutes or so on the way to get there and then we're back. So Robert's like, I got all these great mics from Sennheiser. I've tested them. There's cordless. We can do three in the car. Put them on my lapel. Put one on Joe's lapel. Or you got a cordless mic. He's got all these gadgets, everybody. All I use is a Zoom H4N. Fucking two or three models ago Zoom. Cords, mics. My sound is great. I'm sure it's a little tinny in here because I'm in a fucking room. It's all brick. I can go in my bedroom and it'll sound better. I'm not going to because I don't want to get up because it sounds great here. But that's it. I can do this shit anywhere. And Robert's got to fuck around with high technology. So if you guys get annoyed with the fucking sound quality, I suggest you take it up with Robert Kelly. Say, Robert, why? I mean, say whatever you want. You know, I would say something like, Robert, why did you ruin my fucking that podcast? Why, you know, Robert Kelly, Twitter. Joe List, by the way, is in Paris, France right now with his beautiful wife. He should not be checking Twitter right now. If you want to reach out to him, watch his half-hour special on Netflix called The Stand-Up, Season 2. Oh, it's just Robert Kelly on Twitter. Just Robert Kelly on Twitter. That's it. Just let him know how you feel about the sound quality. And I'm not saying just do it once. I'm saying do it every time you're bothered. Let him know that he fucked it up. Robert Kelly does a popular podcast, You Know What, Dude. And on that, he was able to get perfect sound quality all the time. But on the one for my podcast, suddenly he's like, no, we'll use my equipment. I'm like, really? I can just bring it and we'll leave it in the car. No, let's use my equipment. Okay. Sure. Yeah, okay. I just won't even bring it. I'll use your equipment. Your equipment sucked, Bobby. So anyone who has a problem with him, you have a problem with him, not me. This was not my decision. My sound quality is the best. Robert Kelly's is lacking. You know what, dude? You suck. That's what's up, dude. Tell him that if you feel like it. Hey, if you like the sound quality, if you get used to it, then fine. Then don't say anything to him. It's on you. I'm not telling you where to go with this. I'm saying do what you want. Joe List should be in Paris, not checking his Twitter. If you want to text him, tweet him, Joe List Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, and say, what the fuck are you doing on Twitter? You're supposed to be in Paris on a romantic vacation with your wife. But tell him that before Wednesday because I think that's when he's coming home. DC Improv, San Francisco. A storytelling show in New York on June 11th at the Village Underground. And then Edinburgh. Ari Shaffir, Jew, coming soon. All right, that's all I have. The Caps just lost game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. They haven't been in since I was in college. I got into a fight outside. The MCI Center. It's not called that anymore. I think it's called Verizon Center. But it's MCI Center. It's where the Caps played. And so me and my friends went Liquid Diet, which just means all drinks. Maraschino cherries are borderline. And just got fucking drunk. I'd say blackout drunk, but I have a memory of leaving. I think the Red Wings or the Blackhawks. I forget. I knew it was a fucking red jersey. I mean, red lettering. Beat the Caps. They had no business going. Only the goalie played lights out. Fucking went crazy and got into the Stanley Cup Finals. But they weren't a good team. They were like an 8 seed, I think. And then afterwards, I saw this fucking guy in a, let's say Red Wings jersey. And I'm like, fucking beat that shit off, man. Take that fucking shit off. Just surly. And he's like, you want to do something about it? Yeah, maybe it is Chicago, actually. Blackhawks. That doesn't sound like a Detroit thing to say. And so he came right back. I mean, my friends have to separate us and pull me off. And then my girlfriend was like, Ari, can you name 3 players in the Capitals? And I was like, no, I cannot. All time? And they're like, either way? I'm like, no, the answer is no for either one. And same goes for right now. Dale Hunter, sure, for an all-timer. Alex Ovechkin, and that's it. I'm a bandwagon fan, you guys, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I might go to one of the games because I'm going to be in D.C. anyway, so I might go to one of the games. But I'm a bandwagon fan. I will not be sitting in the front row, but I'm a Caps fan of anything. So I'll go. I'll soak it in. I'll root on for the city that I grew up in, the team I grew up not rooting for because I didn't give a shit about hockey. Anyway, on today's episode, it's going to be the 3 of us going on a fucking camping trip and the way back from a camping trip. Why not? As a podcast, right? 3 top-level comics talking about their fun fucking camping trip. It's called Bushcraft Party Boys with Joe List and Robert Kelly. I'm Ari Shaffir. Let's start this motherfucking shit.
All right, we're going. Here we go. Are we ready to do this? Everybody?
Get out of your house.
Okay. Oh, that's the girl.
Yeah, that's hot. That's awesome.
She's hot, right? She's got big boobs. They're not big, though. I think they're big because of the, you know what I mean?
No, they're big.
Sure? No, they're not big.
She's big.
They're not big. All right. Okay, this might be the last video. Hang on. This might be the last time you ever see us. Bye, buddy. Shut up, Ari.
He's going to keep going.
Shut up. He's a 5-year-old.
We woke up 2 hours ago.
Bye, buddy. 2 hours ago. Bye, buddy.
I'm walking.
I love you. Watch it, Ma.
Freeze. Bye, Dad. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
I love you. We can make a show with the microphones.
When I come back, we're making a big show.
We can make a show with the microphones.
All right, here we go. You ready, Joe? You ready?
Just filming?
Yeah.
My teeth. I'm very self-conscious.
We are too.
First teeth today?
We're very self-conscious of your teeth. What about you, Ari? You ready?
Yeah, I'm fine with my teeth.
Bushcraft Party Boys?
Bushcraft Party Boys!
Fuckathon
2018!
We woke up 2 hours ago. We're leaving the house now. 2 hours ago.
You wanted breakfast!
No, no. It was not the breakfast. We hung out for an hour after. Ari shit for 35 minutes. I took a drum lesson with your kid.
I shit for
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Hey, I fucking told you guys we should have woke up early and just left. Ari wanted fucking bacon.
I made a joke bacon, by the way.
Yeah, but stop saying breakfast. Breakfast was literally one full hour ago. 1 hour ago. Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting right now.
Ah!
What?
There's a car. You almost got hit.
Yeah,
sorry.
We haven't started yet.
Yeah, we did. We started.
No, keep the car accident in there.
Oh, God.
All right, so what's up?
Ari, you're the host, so you should
I didn't
do
know
some
where we even started. Codes. I thought we were going to the highway first.
You farted.
Why would
the window
I
down?
Stop
Can we podcast
Instagram
with the window down? Will the microphones
stop
work?
Before we fucking start.
Will the microphones work with the window
and
down?
And so it begins.
No.
They won't?
No.
So we have to have the windows up.
Yeah.
That sucks. beautiful out. I thought you had the best equipment in the world. By the way, we still haven't left. We just drove down the street and stopped again.
We're done.
I had a great time last night. The couch was very comfy. I enjoyed breakfast. My point is, I could have slept at my house and been here.
Yeah.
I thought we were leaving at fucking Wheels Up at 8:05.
All the shit we did last night, all the shit we took care of last night.
All great. I loved it.
It was very important.
I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about this morning.
Yeah, but it was very important what we did last night.
I concur.
So if you weren't here, we would have been fucked.
No, well, that's true. But my point is...
And then we smoked cigars.
It was delightful. I'm saying it was a delight.
You could hang out with your wife.
Yeah.
Have we started recording?
Yeah, we started already.
Oh, traffic. Okay. Great.
There's no traffic. It's one guy clipping a tree.
Hey, it really is. And there's three guys do it. Look at that dude on his phone.
Speaking of clipping a tree, should I cut my dick off? my dick's a tree.
Yeah, we got it. All right, so we're going up. We're going to Oval. I think we're going to Echo Lake Trail.
Echo Lake, because Overlook I've done before. I've been there.
I've never done it.
I thought it's Overlook to Echo Trail.
It is Overlook to Echo Trail, right?
All
right,
I've seen it. I'm just gonna.
Well, where are we going? We're going to Echo Lake, though, right?
We're going to Echo Lake.
The whole time I'm gonna go. I saw this already.
Well, yep. What should we do?
We have an option.
What's the other option?
The option on the
drop
way
off
to
Ari.
The option on the way to Echo Lake is to
kiss on the lips.
No, go. The option is to go to the. We're gonna go by the ruins.
Ooh,
the ruins. And then we can go to the Overlook Fire Tower and climb it, and it looks over all of the Catskills and New York and shit.
I'm down with that. Have you been to that, Joe?
What?
You've been to the Overlook Tower?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But here's the problem with that. That's the patch of trail that has...
The snakes.
Hundreds of snakes.
Well, that's what we're eating tonight.
No, we're actually eating steak and rice pilaf I brought.
I hear that, but like fresh snake meat.
I forgot my fishing rod. Shit.
You intentionally forgot it.
I got a rod.
I didn't.
My dick.
You just thought about it yesterday, bring it, and you were like, nah, I'm not going to bring it.
Yeah, maybe
you were,
waffling
back and forth.
I hate when people say I waffle.
Because it makes you hungry for waffles?
I love waffles.
Yeah, I know.
Who wouldn't want to fight? Who doesn't like waffles?
Why is your arm touching my...
Do you ever have... Dude, relax. I need a little room.
You have so much room.
Getting the directions.
This armrest is for two arms.
Oh, God. I wish it was for one. I wish I had a fucking sports car right now.
When's the last time you guys went camping?
Like outside in a tent camping.
Well, just how about outside to like a really good hike? You went to Joshua Tree, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I've hiked since then.
I've done hikes, but I haven't done camping since I was 25.
So, yeah, no fucking way. You haven't slept out in a tent?
I haven't slept out in a tent since I was 20.
No. This is the first time?
Yeah. It's in a long time.
You bypassed campsite and went straight to that country.
Yeah. Well, not really. My uncle bought land. My three uncles bought land up in New Hampshire in the woods.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a house on it, so we would just go up and pitch a tent and build a fire. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Me and my friends
but
would
that's
go.
Like backyard.
Me and my friends would go up there like late from Boston.
Yeah.
We'd drive 2 hours up there late at night, pitch a tent in the middle of the night.
In his backyard?
In the woods where he had land.
Well, that counts.
Yeah, I think it did. I used to bring girls up there.
You
but
fuck
then,
girls in tents on your uncle's lawn?
Well, he actually.
That's intense.
That's number one.
He actually wound up getting a pop-up trailer.
Yeah.
I got a pop-up tent right here. My dick.
It's two.
Two.
I made a couple dick jokes.
And then he built this. The house he has up there now, dude, is like, it's stupid. It's like in Better Homes and Gardens. Type of shot.
Oh,
he has like a guest house that we would fucking, is insane.
It's early in the podcasting situation, but I feel like I'm doing pretty well so far.
Yeah, I think you're doing great, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, you already got two singers.
I wouldn't say thanks, guys. We didn't really give you that. You begged for that one.
I didn't beg for it. I'm just pointing out. I think I'm doing okay.
You begged for that. So anyways, but you've never done this.
I've never done backcountry, and I've never really camped away, besides sleepaway camp, away from a campsite.
Well, I can tell you right now, we way overpacked.
That's good. Overpacking
really?
Is good.
Yeah, dude, we have way too much shit.
What do you think we brought that we didn't need?
Well, if everybody brought their own shit,
yeah,
like if and we did for the most part, we have sleeping stuff, right? A sleeping system, everybody, right?
Everybody needs that, regardless.
Right? Exactly. So then we have, everybody has a cooking system, right?
That's too much to me.
I don't know, though, because if we don't find firewood.
If we don't find firewood, then it's like, yeah, we're fucked, but we don't all need to heat water at the same exact time. We can go 1-1-1.
Hey, we're about to drive by my wedding site. That was fun.
Site of Verzi's special.
The site of the fifth best wedding I've ever been to.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Well, you are, like, in your 50s, so that's the best of one of your decades. Wow, you live really close to my wedding.
Yeah. That's
like,
why
8 minutes.
The only reason I said
yes. Yeah, I slept
yes.
at home.
I told Lenny Marcus no, because it was in Jersey. When you said it was in Tarrytown, I went, yeah, okay.
That's great.
That air mattress was the least comfortable thing I've slept in maybe 7 years. And I want you to know the places I slept in Southeast Asia were horrible.
Did you go to Southeast Asia? I've never heard you talk about it before.
And
I never once heard you mention that you went to Southeast Asia,
buddy,
for a few months.
Can I just say something about that? It's so interesting.
Worse.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to hear lots of stuff.
It makes you so interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, wow. It really makes you unique.
Like, who
like
does that?
Boy,
it's almost like if... Like a public relations thing. Like somebody told you, dude, you should just go do some interesting stuff and tell people about it so you become more intense to people.
So you were off the grid, Ari? Yeah. Were you kind of off the grid?
So you're not just...
I've heard this response might happen.
Just and a then mediocre
the
fucking...
jealous people of their normal lives.
Regular then, Jewish comic from wherever the fuck you're from. Where are you from?
Now, when you got back...
It felt like a hammock that was far too small for one person.
When you came back from Southeast Asia, which I just learned about recently, were you aggressively on the grid while you were hanging out with your friends back here in the States?
Somewhat.
Did you go off the grid?
Guys, I'm not enjoying where this conversation is headed.
I think I can see my wedding site. Boy, that was fun. Ari, did you have fun?
I did. It was at least a 7, probably 7.5.
Thanks for coming on to the grid.
I would say a 7, solid 7.
Oh, shut up. We danced the night away.
You did.
Yeah, right, you did. Then, you loved dancing.
Maybe I'll rank your performance as the priest. Maybe
not I'll good. Too long.
Was I too long?
Too long.
And you encouraged the heckler.
Was it bad?
You plugged
was
your
bad?
Special.
I did plug my special.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was extraordinary.
Was it a little too long?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
What? No.
It was 5 minutes. I did
it wasn't
5 minutes.
It was over 12.
No, it was not over 12.
Oh, that's because I didn't counter in the laughter I would get.
Yeah, you had
seven and a half minutes of laughter.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Your laughter.
I mean, come on, Joe.
Rolling laughs.
It was serious.
I thought it was spectacular.
Exactly what you told me. Please don't be too funny and retarded. And please, you know, don't be too serious.
You're doing that thing that you do occasionally right now.
What's that?
Where you argue with a person agreeing with you. I'm like, I thought you were spectacular. I thought it was great. It was perfect. You're like, come on, dude.
I did
what you wanted me to do.
I'm the one.
Exactly what you said.
I'm the one you should be arguing with.
Bobby says it stinks.
But I kind of am. I'm arguing with Ari.
Oh, okay.
I'm arguing through you because I don't want to talk to that person.
You use 12 minutes.
Yeah, he's a dirty person.
Yeah, he's dirty. I don't want.
None of that changes the fact that you did over 12 minutes.
It was not 12 minutes.
Oh, we had this conversation at the wedding. And you
I recorded
it. I know you showed me on your phone. You're like, it's 5. You're like, oh, it turns out over 12.
No, it was not 12. It was 8.
I will say this.
It was
this
8.
This is the one knock on your performance.
Oh, Jesus.
Was that the wedding
ceremony
was considerably late because they couldn't find us because you were like, dude, you don't want to get hot. Let's sit in the AC. And then my wife and her family were like, freaking out. They thought I left her at the altar. Because everyone's like, they're gone. Because you and my best man, who are both thick physically.
What the fuck does that mean?
Heavy.
Just call you the two people that care about you the most at your wedding besides your wife.
Oh, you can see that woman's legs. She has her legs up.
We're going over the new Tappan Zee Bridge, by the way.
Brand new Tappan Zee Bridge.
You can put it up in less than 2 years.
How worried are you guys about snakes?
I'm pretty worried.
I'm 3% worried.
I'm a bit worried, especially what I'm most worried about is a tent middle of the night going to piss.
Well, you really have to have your headlamp on, and you have to be careful where the fuck you're going. And when you get out of the tent, because you're warm, they might, you know, they might come under your fucking tent and sleep under you.
Sleep under my tent?
Well, sleep under a little, like kind of get underneath your...
Fuck, I didn't consider that. Can they bite me through the tent?
Yes.
But
fucking Kevlar tent.
But also,
they probably won't. And if you hear something rattle,
Yeah.
You might want to just sit still and call one of us, and then we'll laugh for 20 minutes.
Calling you, and then what? Like, what's going to happen?
I'm going to come over and fucking get my walking stick and fucking move the snake out of the way. Like a Baptist preacher.
Okay.
Now I'm afraid of snake. I wasn't even worried about it. Well, now I'm worried.
There's hundreds of rattlesnakes, timber rattlesnakes up here.
It's pretty rare.
No, it didn't say that rare.
It did not say rare. It said hundreds.
It said you'll see one along the side of the path.
Yeah, it said hundreds.
It also said you can be looking right at them and not see them because they disguise. Yes, so this whole thing of headlamp business is not.
Oh, yeah.
At night? At night, their skin glows.
Shut up.
All right, I lied.
You just made it something up.
They don't even have skin. Snakes don't have skin. You never heard of a snake skin boot, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
That's four.
What about these bears?
Well, right now, the bears are coming out to get fucking eat, and there's a lot of blueberries up here.
Yeah.
So maybe. You might see a bear, but...
I know what to do with a bear.
What?
Fuck them.
Yeah. A bear, you get together as though you're one unit. Mm-hmm. You never run. Don't turn your back. Don't stare it in the eyes because it thinks of it as an act of aggression.
Yeah.
And then you kind of turn to the side a little bit.
Why to the side? They're afraid of you. Fucking karate?
They're afraid of you. That's black bears. Grizzly bears, which don't inhabit this area. Grizzly bears, you're fucked.
Those are brown bears.
Grizzly bears will fucking ruin your life.
Yeah, grizzly bear will just eat you.
Yeah. They don't give a
grizzly bear, you fucked. But I do
have grizzlies ever be cool? They were cool with Grizzly Man for a while, though, weren't they? Before they turned on him? The one?
Well,
just
he's
one,
a special person.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was hanging out at a fucking fish pond. So it's not like they were starving. But he got eaten on the trail by a psycho one.
Is this recording?
Yeah, why?
I get nervous. I feel like I have the good zingers. I don't want to lose it.
Oh, well, just don't worry about yourself.
God, I wish I could see that footage.
Hey, that's where the comedy club is. Levity.
Yeah, Levity Live. I would love to see that footage. You think they really destroyed it? They say they destroyed it.
No, I think they have it, but I just don't think they're showing it. It seems like such a weird choice not to show it, though.
What, the bear eating the guy?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. What about the bomb and Evil Genius? The guy gets his head blown off. They kind of blurred it.
It didn't get his head blown off, did he?
What was Evil Genius?
Chest blown apart, and then they cut his head off.
Is this a documentary?
Evil Genius, on Netflix.
I didn't see the last episode, though.
I just watched it yesterday.
What's that one about?
It's about a guy who had robbed a bank.
The pizza bomber.
But he had somebody put a neck bomb on him he had to do a whole... He had to do a scavenger hunt till the end, and in a certain amount of time, this thing blew up around his neck.
Damn.
And the cops pulled him over after he robbed the bank. And he was like, dude, it's going to go off. And you could hear beep, 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 beep. Guys, it's going to go beep, 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 poof. And they have the video of it going off.
Blew a hole in his chest.
He did what they asked him to.
No, but he was supposed to go. He had a limited amount of time to do a bunch of shit. And the cops caught him after the bank.
And he's like, you got to let me go right now.
They had him in the middle of the fucking street sitting down, Indian style.
And he said, you got
to
let me go?
He's like, he was trying to. It was like a Lethal Weapon movie.
And then it started beeping higher.
Yeah, boom.
They blackmail these Australians to take drugs. When I was in Indonesia, I found a story about...
You went to Indonesia?
You went to Indonesia?
Yeah.
When did you... You should do a pot... Dude, would that be an amazing podcast?
What? Going to Indonesia?
You should go on everybody's podcast and talk about that.
Yeah.
You should see if Rogan... Did you go on Rogan and talk about it?
Now, how do you know Australians? Did you ever go to Australia at all?
Just came back from Australia.
Oh my God. No shit. You're so worldly.
Yeah, that's neat.
Wow.
You guys are insulting me with compliments.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just changing the tone.
Your head is big and ugly and weirdly shaped.
There you go. That's a real insult.
Your nose is like a foot.
Yeah, and your farts smell like fucking...
Oh, I mean, this is great.
They stink.
Yeah, I can't wait to take out my ass plug and just throw it in the front seat.
Heads up, the guy in front of us is swerving.
Did you really put like toilet paper in your asshole?
Yeah, I did change it before he went though. So this one probably will only have like a hint of red. The one I changed out was...
You shouldn't have... Do you understand though that you shouldn't have an ass plug?
Yeah, why aren't you concerned?
Buddy, that's not good.
I've been to the doctor.
What did he say?
Internal hemorrhoid, no big deal.
Yeah, but you can get that fixed.
Did you go to the doctor in Southeast Asia?
Yeah.
Have you been to an American doctor?
Yeah, your doctor, was it a girl with a dick?
I actually did not bleed almost the entire time through Asia.
Is the doctor the one that made it bleed?
That's because they're below the equator. Gravity's reversed there.
Yeah, when you were in Australia, your asshole blood went the other way.
Yeah, it goes into your asshole.
Right.
They're actually mostly above the equator.
Australia is below the equator. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, so you were in Southeast Asia.
What are you guys most excited about this trip for? Like, what part of it?
I'm excited about setting up camp.
I'm going to say getting home.
The campfire should be nice.
Getting home to my wife. Being away from you guys.
I'm actually really excited about getting to the camp, finding a spot, setting it up, cleaning it up, getting the fire going.
Cigar. Fucking cigar,
setting the tents up, getting your little where you're going to sleep for the night. And then, you know, do a little fucking adventuring.
I honestly think, I know you guys think I'm kidding. Yeah. I think we should have some sort of sexual situation. If it's making out, blowjobs.
Well, okay, let's go over it. There's not enough, really, there's not enough for us for a legit train.
Someone's
going to
be the raw end of this.
And Ari, I don't like your face, and you're a little hairy, and I don't care about all the Asia talk.
Yeah, okay, so me and Bobby have to get between us.
Yeah,
I'm Bobby, the middle guy?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you, and then Ari's going to fuck you. And then I'd like to kiss
those
lips.
Wait a minute, how are you both going to fuck me?
I could fuck you to your face as Joe fucks your ass, but then Joe would have to look at my... It's on the record as not liking my face.
Yeah, well, but I don't want to see... His head is covered, because his head is real big and weird.
So no, but I'm saying I'm fucking his face. So, like, I'm sticking up from behind his face. So you can see my...
How about this? Face. If you
Unless
lie...
Unless he can eat my ass, I guess.
But no, you're out of your mind. I'm going to taste fucking...
Blood.
Pennies?
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you lie down? Yeah. I'll fucking suck your dick.
Yeah.
And then Joe fucks me.
I just want to shoot a hot one on someone's back and then take one. All right, if you're behind me, you can blow a load on my back between my shoulder blades.
How's this?
Can I get up off the... See, I was... I don't mind lying down for you to blow me, but I wanted something more aggressive. I wanted to face fuck you.
Yeah, it's but... Nice, oh, you want to grab my the back of my head and...
Yeah.
Push
my
rolls.
Drive
put
it
your
in.
Fingers in the rolls.
Drive it in.
Like a ring that's on display.
How am I going to get that good backspin if you're in control?
All right, so... All right, how's this, Ari?
Yeah.
Just look down the whole time. Don't look at Joe's face so he doesn't get sick.
Oh, by looking at me.
Yeah, we could do
I
that.
I could wear a hood.
Yeah.
T-shirt over my face.
Oh, like a clan hood or like a hoodie? Like, what are we
no,
talking
No, I'm saying I'd drape a T-shirt over me or my rain slicker.
Why don't you hold up some bushes? I'll cut some bushes down.
Yeah, I'd put those in your back to block...
Block your face.
After all, we are the bushcraft party boys.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Facebooking you.
I have
your back.
Yep.
Joe's behind you.
Fucking me.
Fucking you. Ball fondling, Joe?
What's that you said?
Ball fondling?
I don't know. I think ball fondling is not really necessary. My balls have no nerve endings.
Right. No. His balls.
I know, but I'm just saying.
When do I get to come?
Shut up. I want one. What the fuck? Well, that's crazy.
Wow.
This car just pulled out on the highway. It's not an accident.
Spun a rat.
Whoa. Yeah, that's an accident.
Oh, that guy's in the car still.
We're like first responders.
He's emptying his glove compartment with the weed.
It's terrible.
There was a car in an accident that just drove out back into the middle of the road.
He
that
drove out?
Nuts. Or maybe he spun.
I thought he was just there. You saw him move out?
Yes, he just pulled out.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That was crazy.
So anyways, what are you most excited about, Ari?
I think sitting around the campfire. Really, maybe, though, the stars before the moon comes out. Although the moon's very thin, so even with it, should be okay.
Yeah.
Depends what time the moon rises.
You know, it's going to... Yeah, that is a good... I mean, tonight when you get in your tent...
Yeah.
And it's dead quiet...
Yeah.
That's going to be
I
a
will
lot
hope
of fun.
You don't
Careful.
Snore that loud.
Red light.
What?
God, how can
you
keep
don't snore
your...
that loud.
Did you hear me last night?
I was... No, you were around a corner in a closed room.
No, I was right in the kid's room.
You slept in your kid's room?
Yeah, because I didn't want to wake him up.
Pedophile. Bobby's a pedophile.
You want to wake who up?
I brought my mouth guard, though, I think.
Okay, that's good.
So.
Wait, what do you mean you slept in the kid's room?
I slept in Max's room last night.
And where did Max sleep?
He slept in the big bed with Dawn.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So that when we came in, we wouldn't wake him up.
Did you close Max's door?
It was open a little.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't hear it. Yeah, I think the stars and the fresh air.
With Terry Gross?
What about you, Joe?
Well, I'm excited about cigar. I like the hike. I like hiking itself. I like the act of getting there.
It'll be interesting
daytime.
With all that weight on our back. That
I like
part.
The daytime.
That's going to be interesting to me.
Don't hurt Bobby's feelings.
I went seven. I went hiking yesterday with limited weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is... We're doing some army shit right now.
Well, here's what you do. I got some experience hiking. I went to Peru. I hiked the Salcantay Trail 7 days.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Southeast Asia?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to. I'm going to Paris in a couple of days. But
I have a friend of mine that went there for like a month.
I had a lot of new experiences there. But so, of course, I'm going to share those experiences. They're all different than the fucking basic shit.
We go to the
shit.
Service area? I'd like to get a Starbucks tea.
You just tea. Fucking yelled at us for being late.
You did.
I know, but I'd like to stop.
We had a tea.
Just yelled at us.
This is a different situation.
What is
stopping
the situation?
You stop, you pee, you get a beverage.
We just left.
We just left fucking...
I know, but I like my tea. I have OCD. I like to have my
tea.
We're
just doing a podcast.
We'll continue to podcast. We'll just walk around. Ari feels comfortable walking around with a microphone like a psychopath.
I do. We can pause it, though.
I'll be in and out.
Why don't you run in and get tea? Will you get me a coffee?
Of course.
Will you get me some Funyuns?
No, if there's Funyuns involved, we're all going in. Plus, it's fun to all go in together. It's about being together. That's what the trip's about.
Yeah, but
what run in? We're going together.
This will delay us considerably.
It'll be delayed 8 minutes. Your shit was 20 minutes.
That's unavoidable. That's unavoidable, though.
This is two. I have OCD. I'll be a mess. I'll be like Rain Man ticking.
Admit it's not going to be 8 minutes. There's no way it's going to be 8 minutes.
It'll be in that ballpark.
14.
We finished breakfast hung out the house for an hour and 10 minutes.
Minutes. My wife made everybody a beautiful breakfast.
You guys were looking at Stogies for forever instead of just grabbing three and going?
That's a lie. That is a lie.
I was in the Stogie room for at least 6 minutes.
You're lying. You're lying.
First of all,
you open up two cases and then back to the first one.
So I was drumming with Max for 20 minutes.
And then I was like, you guys pick it up. Okay.
I was in his bedroom for 20 minutes.
I was packing everything, making sure we have everything.
We packed last night. You already talked about how important last night was.
I had to pack the food.
Okay, so last night wasn't important then.
It was. Everything's important.
Your tits. I want to suck on them. That was a random thought.
Look how green this fucking... spring is. Look how green that hill is.
And your dick. Wait, I was telling a story. Oh, so the key, the hike... the weight, here's the key.
Yeah.
I'm not in a hurry. You in a hurry? In a hurry?
No.
This is what you do. You keep stopping. You take your bag off. Yeah. You take a water break. Yeah. That's the key to hike.
Hey, you can't use a lot of the water, though.
You take
fives.
Little sips.
You go fives, and
you take the pack
stops.
Off, and it allows you a moment to look around and be in it. Feel it. Take some breaths.
Ari, what's fives?
Connect.
Take 5 minutes. Anytime somebody says fives, you just, no questions asked, you stop.
Yeah. You connect. You take a little water break. Maybe we look at each other's dicks to see what kind of dick
they
were having.
Wow, look at that boat.
Where?
Right there.
Don't say look at that boat because people are listening on a podcast.
Is that a pontoon?
It's a speedboat. It's a race boat.
Autopro. 450373.
You guys know nothing about podcasting.
No, not at all. I think...
Yeah.
I think the hike is going to be great.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. I think when we get there... we're going to be fucking whapped.
Whapped, yeah.
But we're going to immediately start setting shit up. And then once we get I hope nobody's there, number one.
There'll be no one there.
I hope there's not some random guy that wants to talk.
Yeah, if it's like golf where he's like, oh, foursome.
I know. I just... I hope there's not a guy up there, hey, fellas, you mind if I cop a squat? And it's like, oh, shit.
How are you guys just sitting down just assuming he's accepted? Hey, where are you guys from?
If you do that, this is what you do. You just start... we start kissing or saying the N-word or something that fucking annoys him.
What if he's
him.
Like, yeah, dude, I hate black people too, and he starts making out with Ari?
A gay racist in the woods? That seems rare.
Sounds rare.
We should prepare for
anything. Are you kidding me? That's all they are. That's what,
there's no gay racists in the woods.
That's what racists are. They're gay and they live in the woods.
If you're gay out there, then you're racist.
Sorry.
And then also, you know, you hang out in the woods.
Half mile. Starbucks. In and out.
Joe.
Get some Funyuns. Oh, we wanted snacks. We said we were going to stop anyway.
We're going to get snacks at the diner right before we go in.
No, yeah. We'll get snacks here.
You are a fucking diva. Now it's two stops we have to make.
No. The other stop.
This one and then snacks.
We can get snacks here. They sell snacks here. Don't put the two stops on me.
It is on you because we were going to stop once and get lunch to bring on the
road.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Two stops. But.
Oh, okay. So say sorry at least.
Sorry.
For attacking me.
I forgot about the lunch. But.
I can get a new anal
pack. You're running in and going to get me. Ari stand right here.
I would have been out at 8:27 a.m.
You're running in getting us.
I got to take the mic off. I'm going to look like a narc.
No, you can take the mic in. Nobody cares. They're not even going to notice you.
I'm not like you guys. I can't walk around with a microphone like a fucking maniac.
They're going to look at your mouth, not at your fucking microphone.
Ari and Norman and I were walking around with microphones.
In the front, right up here.
In Denver.
Run in.
The fuck is this one?
If I'm running in, I'm getting nothing for anybody else.
You're an asshole.
I like how you're making demands. Well, why? Really yeah, stop
we
keep going. Get back
stop.
On the highway.
We should all come in together and have fun. No, have some laughs.
Back. Either you get us coffees or I'm going back on the highway.
I said I'd get you coffee, but I'm not getting Funyuns.
I'd like tea.
All right, there's no Funyuns.
Can I have tea then?
Yeah.
Can I have tea, Joe?
Why don't you get three teas? Right, whatever you get. Can I get a sweetener though in mine?
Triple XL tea for you.
I need.
If they have organic honey, I'll take that. Otherwise,
that's a handicap spot.
I'm good with nothing.
Well, then why don't you pull forward? That way you're forward. You're in there forward.
You can go straight through. There's no handicap.
I'm gonna suck someone's dick so hard tonight.
Hold it right here.
This is no spot.
This is like forever. Just drop him off. Let it get out. Just get out right now.
Yeah, get out. I'll park. Keep that on because we're talking about you while we're in there.
So can you hear me through this?
No. Yes, we can hear
you. Then he's going to be talking over what we're saying.
It goes out of range.
No. I'll take it off.
No, take it off. Just leave it on because I don't have to redo it.
I'm going to look like a maniac.
You're not.
I'll clip it on.
Look like a maniac.
All I got to do is clip it on.
Back in the highway. Get back in the highway.
Okay. All right, let's go. Three teas. Can I have, please, a Splendor in my tea? Yes. My green tea?
Yes. Grab that.
Bye.
The time is now 10:23. I'd like to show that it will not be 8 minutes.
He's not going
to I'll admit that I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
It's not going to be 8 minutes. Here's the problem with Joe is that he does have OCD.
He does have OCD. It's like, all right, we left an hour late. What do you want to do? We left an hour late.
We left an hour late, which I knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
We were fucking chilling. We're all relaxing. We woke up. We had a nice breakfast.
Yeah, we could have woken up and just gone. But we didn't do that.
We're up until one.
Yeah, that's about two.
We're up until two, but we did a ton of shit. Yeah. We did his podcast.
Yeah.
The last thing we had to do was a 20-minute podcast for Joe.
Yeah.
We had to do your audition. We had a lot of shit to do.
I got honestly, like, maybe an hour of sleep on that air mattress.
Well, you should have just... I told you to take the fucking...
I know.
You know, I mean, you got to have a killer instinct. I said, Ari, you should take the couch because you're taller. Yeah, and then...
You did give it to me.
I give you options, and then I said you should take it.
I was just thinking about the length.
Oh, no, he's back.
What's he back for? Already?
It's like 35 people in line.
Good. Let's go. Joe? Good audible?
Good audible, and we respect you for it.
I gotta pee, though. I should have peed, but I thought it'd be funnier if I came out right away. So I'll just pee later.
Okay. So we're back on the road again.
And we're back.
Life I love is...
It is now 10:24. Joe is all gone for 1 minute.
1 minute, and we're back on the road, and we can't... Whatever we were just talking about, we should end, because...
This makes me think that...
What?
Maybe what? There will be people up in this mountain.
There's what?
Look at this. It's fucking bananas in here.
We just left this. I mean, we're just past the city.
Yeah, we just passed the city.
I am concerned with a tent that I've never opened or looked at in any way.
Well, I'm going to tell you the problem with the tent that you guys both have.
Yeah.
They're not problems at all, either. They're...
Issues.
The only issue...
Ooh, let's get a car wash.
...is that...
Look at that fat guy. Yeah, what's the issue?
What'd you just say?
God, he's so fat, dude.
You're an asshole. The only issue, Joe's tent is heavy.
Yeah.
But you both have the same, almost the same tent, except the material is a little different in yours than his.
Yeah, my material is better than Ari's, for sure.
I mean, I disagree. There's no way with
not,
the money I spent on this fucking
But the, both your tents are fucking slamming.
Thank you.
Like, my tent is really light and small.
Yeah.
I kind of almost wish I got one of your tents. I just spent the money and got it. I think I'm going to. Probably
after
this trip.
You can see how mine works.
Yeah, because you guys got two-person tents, so you're going to have all the room in the world. And you get to not put the rain fly on tonight, you're going to be looking...
Oh, for sure rain fly, because it's supposed to rain in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so we want the rain fly.
I don't have a rain fly.
You didn't get a rain fly?
No, it's a rain fly.
It's like a tarp that goes over your tent, so when it rains...
You didn't get a rain fly.
No, the tent is supposed to protect you, isn't it?
You have a rain fly.
I don't have a rain fly.
It does, it comes with it.
Oh, all right.
Jesus. I hope you got a rain fly. If not...
Isn't the tent supposed to be rainproof?
Well, your tents come like this. They come with one layer, and some of them have two because condensation is a big thing with tents.
Condensation?
So like, yeah, so if your tent is just the tent,
yeah,
and there's no air, and not enough airflow in, yeah, it will be wet inside because of your breath. You understand?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I have trouble condensating.
Especially if it's raining out.
ADD.
But your tent, the way they made them is they're two pieces. So it's one piece, and the whole top is mesh.
Speaking of two pieces,
and then it has a bar over the thing, and then you put a rain fly over it.
I was thinking
so the condensation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Speaking of two pieces.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, four.
We got you. Is that a fat joke?
No, it wasn't a fat joke. It was just a man wearing a lady's bathing suit joke.
Oh, well, I tell you, two piece, and then he said a four piece for me.
No.
Oh, his joke.
I'm sorry. I'm a little insecure.
Yeah, okay. I kind of wanted to leave, like, that top thing open with the mesh open so I could see the stars all night.
You don't need to leave the mesh open. It's open.
Mesh?
It's mesh.
Patel?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I have that mesh so that I can see the stars, but if I leave the rain tarp on, then I can't see the stars.
You can do that, dude. You can... I mean, you can leave it open for a little bit and put it on before you go to bed.
And then right before I... All right. Put on the snakes.
The stars.
Well, you know what I forgot to do?
What?
I have a tarp that I put over my tent.
Yeah.
Or you could get something like that, too. Just have a string with a tarp wrap around it.
What could we have packed less?
I don't know.
What did we not
need? We're going to find out. When we go back, we're going to be like, we didn't need that. Didn't need that.
Possibilities?
Yeah.
The heating lamp?
What's the heating lamp?
The gas stove.
The gas stove weighs...
Okay, I'm saying, we're just talking about things.
Okay.
The gas stove, the hatchet.
The hatchet you didn't need to take. I told you that, though.
The what?
You didn't need to take the
hatchet. I can still take it out.
Yeah, you can, but you wanted to chop wood.
It sure would be nice to chop some wood.
So, that's why you brought the hatchet.
I might chop it out. That with the water pouch, it's this bag, and the food you gave me, it is heavy.
Yeah, mine's heavy.
It was heavy last night, but today with the food and the water, it is considerably heavier.
Yeah, I don't think we need the hatchet. I think we use the saw. Right.
Because we have a saw, so we can like chop the bark, the wet bark off shit.
You can saw down a dead tree.
We don't need to saw down anything.
Yeah,
we
but just need to if take you find a dead tree, saw it down. It's great firewood.
I'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town.
Are you making this song up or is it a real song?
No, it's an old song. It's a classic.
It's a classic? I don't know if it's a classic.
Dirty Old Town is a fucking classic.
In Saginaw, Michigan.
All
right, well.
That is so lush up here. Green, rolling hills, I'm gay. Beautiful.
How long have you been gay?
6 months. Your arm is crazy, dude.
It's so far over the line.
I'm protecting the...
The gear.
The gear.
Okay.
From it falling off.
What wildlife are we going to see besides snakes and hopefully
fox,
a bear?
Probably a fox.
Deer. Probably a deer. A coyotes. Bird. A hawk. An eagle. Coyotes.
I hope not a coyote. Those suckers are fucked.
I don't want a coyote. That's fucking terrifying. That's scary. We get them all the time
in L.A.
I have coyotes in my neighborhood. They just shot one last week.
You did?
No, the cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did they shoot them?
It was a little... I think it was rabid.
Was it a black coyote?
No, it was a tan. Give me that time when someone said to somebody, black squirrels are more aggressive than regular squirrels. And someone said, yeah, they're like the people.
That's hurtful.
Well, everybody was thinking that.
Inappropriate.
Until you hear they were black.
It was Joe List who said that.
Oh, shit.
I didn't say that. Don't put out that out there. Now people are going to hear that and think that I'm a bad person.
Do you hate black people?
Yeah, that's fine.
I get it, what you're saying. I don't agree that they're less than us, but...
I don't agree either.
That's fine. That's your right to say it. I'll defend your right to say it.
Hey, man. You ruined the audio.
I am going to probably fart pretty hard, especially once this... maybe tomorrow, mostly, once this beef jerky gets through me.
Don't say hard, though. It's soft. You fart soft.
No.
It's like this.
Yeah, dude, you fart like...
How about the one today in Max's
room? You
have
pussy lips.
How about the ones that... Yeah.
Your farts fall out.
Yeah, dude. You have like... Your lips... Your asshole is wet with blood.
Yeah.
And you've stuck stuff in your ass.
Your farts sound like a pregnant woman whose water just broke. It just splashes on the floor.
Yeah.
Then we rush to the hospital.
How long did that one go in the cigar room?
That was crazy. Well, Max thought it was a joke. Like, he was peeking around looking for what you were doing to make the sound. It was crazy. It was a cartoon fart.
It was a longie.
It went...
And I appreciate it because you seemed to learn your lesson from yesterday, Bobby. You don't interrupt the fart. You wait and comment when it's done.
Yes.
Well, also, it was different farts in one. It was like a three-in-one tool.
Yeah, it was.
It was like...
Yeah, it was like...
It retired. And you see the whole career of the fart.
It was like a dying mosquito. Yeah. And then it turned into a wet fart at the end.
Oh, look at this. It'd be great. Should we just go in there? Nope. Let's keep going.
All right, we're not just pulling off to the side of the road.
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Bushwhacking.
Not to mention, we're on the highway. You can go 300 yards. You're still going to hear the highway.
Yeah, there's probably somebody's house right there.
Let's go home invasion. I get what you're saying.
Oh, Jesus.
What's your favorite home invasion scene or movie? Did you watch Mother Macy, Martha Macy, Muru, whatever the movie that's called?
Dead Wish 1.
Dead what?
Dead Wish.
Death Wish?
Death Wish, sorry.
Ah, yes.
That was a good one.
The Strangers?
Kind of horrific.
I think the Kubrick movie, Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah. That was a great one,
too. Oh, that's rapey. That one makes me uncomfortable.
Death Wish was rapey, too. They actually did rape the mother and the daughter.
And in Clockwork Orange.
And then killed them.
Yeah. But if you saw that movie, how do you say it? Martha Macy?
Notice how the new Death Wish...
I've never heard of that. Cape Fear?
The new Death Wish, they didn't fucking rape.
Because of they don't want that in there?
No, they don't want that. Yeah.
I like how they're like... They're whitewashing it to the point where, like, yeah, criminals aren't into this anymore. You're like, what? Rapists aren't raping? No, they don't. Not in our society.
Yeah, Martha Macy, May Marlene. You guys see that movie?
No, I've never heard of it.
What is it?
Sounds like an
independent fucking fucking great. Oh, it's really great.
Art house theater.
The Hot Olsen is in it.
That's
super
what it is.
Hot. Yeah. It's not art house.
Busted as your balls.
Sony Pictures Classics?
No, I mean, it's a fucking independent movie, but the big budget movies, the budget was $600,000 in that movie. You guys should watch it. It's a great thriller. It's about a fucking cult.
Load it up. We'll watch it around the campfire.
It's about cults.
Yeah, and, I brought a...
Oh, did you guys see Inger Goes West?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great movie.
That's the same. That's a fucking art housey movie.
Guys, I brought a projector, a mini screen, and a little an Xbox.
Possible overpacking.
All right.
Wow, look at all that.
What?
This whole fucking countryside.
Have you ever? Didn't you drive to Montreal
like
before?
Highland.
I'm camping after Montreal.
Me too.
Where?
Up in New Hampshire. Haven't decided where yet. Northern New Hampshire, in between Montreal and Portland, Maine.
We did that last year. We did Winnipesaukee.
Oh,
yeah, that's where you went after the Nazi show.
Yeah.
I'm camping before Montreal this year.
It's where? Funny, we're all doing Montreal.
Austria.
Camps.
Are you doing Montreal?
Yeah.
I'm not doing.
Are you doing Montreal?
No, I'm doing Dublin. That is beautiful. It is lush and green. It looks like those batteries. The old guy's got quite a paintbrush.
Dude, springtime is fucking great.
Yeah, spring is my
Everything's
favorite.
Everything's so green.
Springtime
this
for
winter
Hitler.
Killed me.
This winter was terrible.
It's kept going and going.
I wish it actually killed you so you wouldn't be on this trip with us. We could
No, I'm not going to
peace.
What do you think?
It's terrible.
All right, so I think we're going to put this away soon.
I think we put it away. I think
so. We've got
deal.
A preview to the bushwhacking. I don't know what's going to happen. I foresee problems setting up tents. I foresee problems with snakes in our area.
No problem setting up tents. I know how to set up all your tents.
Great.
I've already looked into it.
Bobby, you're way more of a man about this stuff than anyone, not just myself, anyone would have expected. I mean, really, it's amazing.
So we got that. We're all set. We're going to get, hopefully, the hard part is getting to this fucking lake.
That's
because it's up, and then it's down, yeah, and then setting up. So, we got a whole fucking day. We're not going to be there until 11:30. We're not, please get it out of here.
Nobody
don't get, I don't do blood, dude. I'm going to knock you right in your fucking finger.
It's mostly just anal leakage.
Get away from here, dude. Don't take that out
that
of my
sucks.
Car. Don't put that. Goodbye.
Should we burn?
It's fucking
Should we
over.
Use a zip
you
line?
Ruin everything with your asshole. Mosquito sing, mosquito cry, mosquito live, mosquito die, mosquito land on your neck, mosquito drink, whatever's left. He'll suck your blood, he'll suck your blood, he'll suck your blood, suck your, suck your, suck your blood.
Okay, so we put this. I know it's not. It sucks quality wise, right? Tell Robert. Let him know. Robert Kelly on Twitter at Robert Kelly. Tell him if you have a problem. Tell him, not me, because I would have done it right. But Robert Kelly, who doesn't do things right, who missed our exit because he can't fucking put his goddamn GPS. He has a hold in his hand. He can't just put it in his fucking dashboard. Tell him, not tell me. Again, if you don't have a problem, you don't have a problem. But if you have a problem, tell at Robert Kelly. You guys, this we're going to get back into it in a second, but I just want to tell you that on Sunday, Adrienne Appalucci is recording her first CD at New York Comedy Club. So if you're in New York City, it's two shows, 7 and 9 o'clock, and you want to go to it. She's hilarious, and it's going to be a great time. So go. If you New York Comedy Club, 24th and 2nd. It's where it is. But get tickets and head over there. It's better than you guys watching actual comedy fans and fucking randoms off the street that they bark in. So fucking get tickets ahead of time, please, and go and enjoy it. All right, let's get back to it. So we went on this trip. We had a great time. I mean, it was a great time. It was a great time. Hiking up there, we'll talk about it later, was a chore. The ruins were cool. And then we just had a great time. And you guys, there's just nothing better than being alone without anyone from the opposite sex, without anybody fucking that you barely know, just alone. You could scream at each other. You could say the most horrible things out loud and no one's around. And it's fucking freeing. And when you do it with your friends, man, around that campfire, it's just, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave. But we did leave. And now, back into the podcast on the way back with Robert's shit-ass fucking fuck-fuck recording on his goddamn awful Sennheiser. Sennheiser, you guys should be mad. Robert Kelly's bragging about you guys being great sound quality, and then this is what you put up? I mean, I was thinking of getting those cordless mics. I really was. Should I not now? Is that how they're going to be? You've embarrassed the Sennheiser name, Bobby. I'm on Sennheiser's right now, actually. But yeah, regular cords work. Those cordless ones, I don't know, man. You heard Bobby's voice popping. Joe's barely in it. No. All right. Well, let's get back to it. Shall we? Don't forget, you guys, I'll be in D.C. this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday sold out. Friday's probably sold out. Sunday's got tickets left. Hurry up and get them. And then San Francisco at the end of the month, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then I'm going to go back on Rogan's podcast. I'm way back in the 25th, I think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to it. Bushcraft Party Boys, episode 326, gets back in. No. This is after we had a great time at the campfire. I mean, that campfire, god damn, it's great. I'm visiting mountains with frequency, and I stand here with my arms up. Now some days they last longer. But this day by the lake went too fast. And if you want
190 pounds. Probably more than 190.
190.
Start.
Yeah, we're starting.
Oh, I hope we had all the description in there.
No, we got none of that.
Oh, none. That was gonna be fun.
Okay.
But you didn't kill anybody, so it's okay.
My legs.
Bushcraft Party Boys.
Yes.
3.5 hours back.
Yep.
3.5. You added a half. 3.
Yep. 3 it is.
3 hours. It
was 4.5 up.
Almost exactly 3 hours back.
Yeah.
You all right, Bob?
Yeah.
His lapel mic fell off. This episode brought to you by Sennheiser.
Yes, the greatest mics. At
Sennheiser.
They're the best mics ever, right?
What is this? What is this Maharishi place?
Holy Transfiguration.
Right.
On Christ on the Mount? No, this is a different
one. Of Christ on the Mount.
This is a different one. The other one was more Maharishi. This is a different one.
Fuck Christ.
Jesus.
Sorry.
It's not the name of the episode.
That was Bobby. Bobby said that.
I didn't say that. My grandmother would fucking kill you.
She's not going to listen to Ari's
She's dead.
Oh. She can't kill me.
She can't listen to my podcast. That's a non-viewer.
She used to.
She really?
No.
Oh. Oh, my God.
All right, let's go.
In the early days?
Even
great trip, you guys.
Great trip,
Bushcraft Party Boys.
All right, let's. Can we just start here?
Yeah.
The first half of this trip was on a road, but it was pretty much a vertical in the sun. Holy shit!
So fucking buggy.
So buggy. I mean, I was fucking dying.
First of all, let me just, for the record, the sun. Yes, it was 77 degrees.
Was it?
Yeah.
77, but it felt hot.
It felt hotter. It was hot. We were sweating.
We get up to the fucking overlook.
The bugs were crazy.
Yeah, we gotta spend some time in the bugs. I grew up in New England. I go to Maine every summer, twice a summer. Blah 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 blah. Resume. I've never seen bugs like that. Oh, it looked like a comedy sketch.
It was like, you know how you're standing around in the park and they're like, oh, gnats are around you, so you gotta like run 10 feet and then you're free of them?
Yeah.
It was like that always.
For 4 hours.
I would stop and there'd be four bugs on my glasses and three in my asshole. So I put them there.
I think I got one picture of Bobby where you could really see him in the light.
I know. I did a bunch of videos trying to see it, but you can't
see it. Very small.
I would say this. I would describe it this way. Whatever you guys listening are imagining, it's worse than that.
It's worse than that, yeah.
I think one of you described it good. You called it pig pen.
Ari.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like pig pen all the time.
Yeah. It was fucking nuts.
Joe wants to name this episode Black Flies Matter. Because black flies. So we're not going to do that. But
the flies were ridiculous. The heat was the vertical.
As soon as you stopped, they were all over you. As soon as you stopped.
It seemed like you, when you run into flies, that it would end if you walked away from them for a while.
Yeah.
For an hour. But as everywhere you stopped, there was a...
What did they just hatched that day?
That's what it seems like to me.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, it was black fly. It's called black fly season right now. All these flies are hatching.
If we had to put a number on them, just on the trail.
7 gazillion.
Dozens and dozens. Oh.
Dozens?
Dozens.
More.
The fuck? Oh. It was dozens at a time on you. It looked like I said, like a Jackass segment where they have you put your head in a box full of black flies. It was that amount around your head. The amount that the Jackass guys would choose to have on your head.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad the whole way up there. And then we got to the ruins.
The ruins.
For some reason, it wasn't that bad in the ruins.
Yeah, but for like a second or two.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't as bad.
The reason I think it was because there was a breeze up there.
There was a little breeze. Like, oh, the flies are gone. And you wait like 3 seconds and you're like, oh, no, they're still around.
No, they were like, rigorous. In the ruins, they were normal bad.
Right.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this sucks. This is buggy. Yeah. I wish it wasn't buggy. Outside of the ruins, it was like, I want to take my own life.
The ruins were cool. So what was that? That used to be a hotel, the Overlook Hotel?
Overlook Hotel. I think it was in the 1800s when it was built.
Whoa, really?
I think it caught on fire a few times. And I think in the 50s or something like that was the last time it was used.
Wow.
And
you'd have to take a horse and buggy up there.
You'd have to take a horse and buggy from where we were.
A lot of buggies. Tons of buggies.
41?
I think it's 41.
Yeah.
You're right, 41 or 42. But 41. So...
They're counting times I've made a great joke.
No, just puns.
Yeah, puns. But, I mean, that was fire. That was amazing.
That was great.
To look at... I mean, people used to go up there, have champagne and filet mignon and spend the weekend. And, I mean, rich people used to go up there.
Yeah, different time. It really was. Like,
I mean... It was...
The walls were all upright. The windows were still there.
Yes.
But not, like, glass. Just, like, the window sills. And, like... But, like... Man, that was cool. It was cool.
I mean, it was probably so fucking ornate back then. Mm-hmm. The fountains.
Big fireplace in there.
Uh-huh. That people still use now. But that would have been an indoor fireplace, huh?
Yeah, that was indoor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the majority of fireplaces.
Dude, yoga chick?
Hot yoga chick. She passed us. By the way, she had like a backless thing on, no bra type, like a
but
yoga
she had shirt. Yoga pants. You could see through.
Oh, really?
Dude, you didn't see that?
Yoga pants?
You could see through her yoga pants when she was walking up. Do I go? Yeah, straight across. When she was walking up, she had a thong on. You could see everything.
Here. Sorry.
Yeah, she was hot. She wanted it. For sure.
Wanted it? What do you mean, wanted it? As soon as we got there, she threw her shoes on and left.
I don't know.
She didn't make a move right away. No, she was talking to Bobby.
She was talking to me.
She was putting it out.
Yeah, she was leaving, and then you were standing in the doorway, and so she stopped and chatted. She was very pleasant, but she didn't want it.
No, she
wanted to go take her yoga photos. We ruined her day.
I'll one-up you. She didn't just want it. She wanted it bad.
I was the front of the line. I was the first one to see her. She was doing a handstand. I elbowed you, and then she literally unhandstanded, put her socks and shoes on, and then stayed another minute.
Because she was embarrassed. She was like, oh, these guys got a picture. But then afterwards, she was like, oh, you know what? I think I kind of want it.
Oh, okay. So she wanted it after?
Yeah, after that.
Okay, I'm going by the first impression. When
she was there.
When she saw us.
And when she stuck her tongue out of me and went, ah.
Is that right?
Yeah, when she was leaving.
She was very pretty.
She wiggled her tongue back and forth.
And she was a little older than I thought she was going to be, too. She was 30s. Yeah. When she passed, I thought she was 11. 31, maybe.
Are we just going home now, right?
What's that?
Are we stopping to eat at a diner?
I gotta get back.
Okay.
I'd like to eat something.
Do you want to stop at a diner? Sorry, can we just hit that guy? Cheese? For grilled cheese? I think there's a diner over here.
I'll leave it up to Joe because he's the one at Woodstock Film Festival because he's the one in the most rush.
This is Woodstock, right?
We are 12:30 to be back at Bobby's, and that means depending on the trains.
I can eat if we can literally go to your house, grab whatever you need to go, and then you can shoot us over.
Well, I don't have to. We can just go.
No, I have to get my computer.
We can just go. Let's just go.
But I do want to eat also. This is a beautiful town, so I'm just trying to...
Right. What do you want to do?
I'd like to eat. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, as long as we don't dilly-dally at your house and play with Max and boop-a-loop-boop, I just got to... Once we're back there...
Well, what I suggest you do...
Stay in the car when we get to his house. I'll just grab my computer.
Should I pause this so they don't...
No.
This is the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Maybe. But what are we going to do? No, wait. What do you want to do?
This pizza company right here.
Let's go pizza company.
Okay.
All right, we're going to pizza company.
And now pause.
Okay. What, take a left?
Pull right in there. Look at the pizza sign. Says in.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, dude, Freddie McGregor's playing here in the True to My Roots tour.
It is 11:07 on a weeknight. They might be close.
You're right, it is.
I'll run.
All right, go ahead and run.
I'm the runner.
All right, check it out.
We'll keep going or we're pausing?
We'll keep going.
Okay.
Sucks
meats. Tell me the fish.
All right, go ahead.
Go, Joe. Go. Go,
go Joe. Go. Go. Go, Joe. Go. Go, Joe. Go. All right, let's talk about him.
How about Joe?
Oh, my God.
He's very particular. The OCD on the way.
The OCD was fucking driving me nuts.
I need a tea. It's like we just had tea at Robert's house.
What about, the tea thing, but what about the cut?
The what?
The cut.
Oh, the little cut in his finger.
Should I get a cut? I'm like, dude.
It's so tiny.
He didn't break out Neosporin.
Yeah, from the first aid kit. You have to cut that first aid kit open. Now it's open. He's looking not good. I say no. Yes!
All right, let's go.
Pause this motherfucker.
But it's all worth it because he's such a beautiful guy. Isn't he the best guy ever?
He is very fun and friendly.
He's very. All right, so pause this. Yeah. We'll be back.
That's the ground.
Yeah, we're on.
That's the ground.
Everybody's on.
Oh, you crushed that guy.
Fucking dildo.
You guys got yours on?
Yeah, we got it on.
There we go. That was deep.
All right, here we go.
Good pizza. Decent chicken parm. I like the bread.
The sesame seed?
Sesame seed bread. It's got that good starch crust.
Oh. It was good. I like the pizza, and I like the waitress's tits.
Yeah. I won't say she wanted it, but she wouldn't have minded it.
She what?
She wanted it more than the yoga girl.
No way, yoga girl wanted it bad.
Yeah, yoga girl really
in
wanted
the ruins,
it. I think they both wanted it the same amount,
bugs
though.
Around.
I think they both wanted it. I think the waitress might have wanted it a little more than yoga girl. I think Joe might be right with that.
Well, that waitress...
Because she would kept showing us her titties.
She was showing us.
I mean, and they were...
generally a sign that you want it.
Also, yeah. Who do you think gets it more?
Her.
32-year-old yoga girl that's barefoot in the park?
Yeah.
Or the fucking 89-year-old waitress?
I think
right.
I honestly think the 89-year-old. She's putting it out there. She's a local slut.
Did you say slinging chicken cutlet sandwiches?
Yeah. I got a third cutlet if you want it. You know what I mean? Cutlet on the sandwich and then two tits.
I got it. Put that one for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that heat feels good, huh?
Dude, how good was it when we actually got down up over those ruins and started walking on that this actual path instead of a converted road?
Here's the problem with that path.
Yeah.
It's all, like Joe said, quads.
Quads?
It's knees and your quads.
Oh, the way down.
And it's rocky, so your feet hurt, right?
Yeah.
It's because you're stepping on these fucking rocks, right? So, breath-wise, it was nothing. But let's go back. I want to go back. We go up to the ruins.
Yeah.
We were sitting there with the yoga girl.
Yeah.
Right? Then we finally turn the corner, we hit that path, and we're on the trail down to Echo Lake, which was a trail.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. It felt great to get onto an actual trail.
Oh, you felt... I thought you were talking about... I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, because the way up was just a road.
Right, just
a dirt road, but a road. And then this was like, oh, narrow.
Yeah, but again, it was all quads going down that. But not as bad.
I mean, I loved it. Also, I felt like less bugs down there.
Yeah, it was beautiful. That's like hiking.
Yeah, that I liked a lot.
The weird is that if the river ran through, not through, but in the fucking path.
The trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, right?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, though, but
I'm
scared going up.
I liked it. And the fact that I filled up on the little creek, I guess it was. My
doing that with your camelback.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
First of all, you filled up in that creek. It took you, I don't know, 45 minutes or so.
Stop.
It was such a tiny little trickle.
I didn't know what you guys were doing.
Yeah, it was the tiniest trickle. And then he walked 30 feet more, and it was just a flowing, gushing. Yeah. They could have used electricity off that.
I was doing snow angels in a waterfall. You guys were siphoning a puddle.
He kept trying to, like, pat it down to, like, fill up the bottom. Ouch.
Well, one of the videos I watched, the guy was like, well, we had to get water up off this thing, this little river a little further up. And I was like, oh, this must be the river.
You're like, it gets just dry today.
Apparently there was the other river and five other ones.
Yeah. What did you sign in when you signed in when you got there?
Bushcraft Party Boys.
Bushcraft Party Boys. Bushwhackers.
No, Bushcraft Party Boys.
I know, but we're the Bushwhackers.
No, we're the Bushcraft Party Boys. Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers is a tag team wrestling.
Different people.
So we're Bushcrafters?
We're Bushcraft Party Boys.
But
yeah, we're Bushcraft.
I thought you came up with it, or helped come up with it.
He came with Bushcraft.
You added the party.
Yeah, party
Boys, because of the gay sex.
So you certainly have heard this before.
Yeah, yes. But I've been saying Bushwhack.
No, it's not Bushwhack. Bushwhacking is...
Have I been saying it wrong?
Yes.
So why haven't you corrected me till now?
I don't know.
I don't listen to you.
That's a good answer.
So,
believe it.
When we came down to that lake, when we finally got there.
Yeah, it was pretty nice just seeing along the side, like through the trees, like, oh, okay. And then we finally get there.
And then.
You got cunty right away.
I did?
Yeah, well, you started going off towards the fucking campsite you wanted. And then Joe and I were looking at the lean-to.
Yeah.
And then you were like, come on.
Well.
Like, all right, fucking. Relax.
Well, because I know it. I knew where I was going.
Yeah.
And I was done.
Yeah, you were done.
Yeah, you guys are...
You were like, let's start this fire. I'm like, let's take a chance.
Let's be honest about this. You guys are a little more physically fit than me. Now that we've...
Okay, that away.
Now that we've come
was
down...
It, was it that I was carrying two packs on the way down?
Oh, dude. Well, let's not ruin that fucking surprise. I mean, I really do appreciate you guys, though.
I am shocked that you are in as willing to do this... athletic activity as you are.
Right.
Same thing with Montreal.
Yes.
When we went up on hiking on that abandoned
hill.
Ski trail.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you're really doing this.
Yep. I'm like Rocky.
Yeah. Sort of. That's okay.
More like Polly. Polly's there too, you know?
Polly was in shape.
Part of it.
He was in shape one time.
Yeah, he gets a ring if Bonk's got rings.
Oh, shit. But we got down to that lake, and then I was a little cunty because I just wanted to go to the place.
Yeah, that you knew already about.
And if you guys were like, no, Bobby, check this out, I would have to go all the way back. And I was just like, let's just go.
We just want to see what the lean-to was. And then we saw two people there. We're like, oh, fuck. They were disappointed to see us. They had the whole place to themselves.
I guarantee they were there to suck each other off.
I guarantee the mission accomplished.
Well, I was there to suck each other off, too. But I didn't know what I wanted.
Well, it wasn't... It's yeah, but
you
Joe...
Fall asleep.
Joe, it wasn't our fault.
You got to make a move, Joe.
Yeah.
My bed is dirty.
But we found that little spot.
Number five.
That was the shit.
Throw them off the scent so they don't go there.
What?
Number two is the best one.
So people don't go there?
Yeah, I got to throw them off.
Why? We're not going back there.
We're not going back there.
What do you mean? We're never going back?
We'll go back.
We'll never go back.
Why not?
We had so much more to explore.
Okay.
There's a first... have you seen the subway ads for this area? Hike in New York with all the beautiful greens?
Yeah.
Yeah. not just that place.
So what are we doing? We're going once a year now?
No.
That we're going to do every couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to go again.
Yeah, but like not to that spot.
The next one's the waterfall.
What? Next one's waterfall.
Next one's, I forget what it's called.
If you go there, I would suggest Campfire 5. I did walk on. I was like, let me just inspect because I had a fear of missing out, you know? I walked to 4.
Yeah, me and Joe immediately started a fire.
Yeah, and then I walked to 3. And I was like, oh, guys, this one turns out to... Oh, okay, you've already settled on it.
Yeah, we already decided. Me and Joe, literally, when you were walking, we were like, this is perfect.
Well,
yeah.
We should discuss also that there was... I feel like we didn't put forth...
What?
Enough.
Who are you fucking... What are you, a Kennedy?
There was a couch.
Do what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. Put forth.
There was literally a rock... couch. Yes. 5 seats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full seats.
Yeah.
And a fireplace.
Pretty amazing.
And,
firewood. And firewood.
And firewood all set up. There's probably someone arriving today and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
I will tell you that Campfire 3, so went 5, 4, and 3.
Yeah.
Campfire 3 only had 2 seats, but they were both Lazy Boy pullouts. So, if we would have, one person would have had it not.
Well, I had my own seat.
So. Oh, fuck!
And then the fireplace is also great. I noticed on the way out today, some of the other sites, they had fireplaces, but they were full to the brim. I mean, we had a shovel, so we could have emptied them. But that one was like a perfect level. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. And some of them, there were holes in the bottom so that you could get the wind in.
Yes.
Which you did a great job of.
Dude, well, you trying to blow on a campfire is one of the most ridiculous things with your tiny little fucking cutesy mouth.
I would love to be there for his
teacup mouth.
I would love to be there for his 10th birthday where his mom's just going, try again. No, good. Try one more time. Come on, Joe.
But then I'm chewing you. And just pinch it out.
Yeah. They give you one of those, like, they give one of those snuffers that they give the altar boys where you just have to hold the cup over it.
Yours should have gone first and mine. So I built a little.
Also, you were blowing from much further away than I was with the heavy breath.
A great job blowing.
Yes.
Yeah, of course,
but
you
were risking your fucking big Jew nose every time. You were way too close. I was the appropriate distance.
I like getting your hand close enough in to where you're like, oh, too close.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You feel it.
I will admit my blow stinks. My blow blows.
Oh, it's the worst.
I was the proper distance. You were putting your fucking...
You would go to prison and never have to worry about anything.
No, they would have to disassemble my jaw for me to blow anybody. They could still fuck me in the ass.
Oh, yeah, good point. You would be a good ass fuck.
Yeah, you do have a nice butt.
They would probably fuck me extra hard because I'm unable to.
If they talked about you, like if the guy who punked you was like furloughed or something like that, they'd be like, hey, what's the deal with that pretty boy? Like, well, word is, he fuck his ass pretty hard, but blowjobs are...
Yeah, his mouth's too small. Nothing he can do about it.
Yeah. I'll open that up, and that's what Big Tone said.
So you guys went and got firewood.
Yeah.
I set up dinner.
Steaks.
We got steaks.
Rice pilaf. It was a great dinner.
We cooked dinner.
I was getting so fucking frustrated with that goddamn tent. I really should have used... Your advice to me was, hey, have them set it up for you so you can see how it's set up.
Yeah.
And then later, when you asked me, do you remember that? When you're like, did you have them set it up for you?
Yeah, what did you say?
I was like, no.
And yeah.
You were like, why? I told you to. And I was like, yeah, I made a mistake.
Well, I set my tent up a bunch of times in my backyard. Because you have to know what the fuck you're doing.
I think I did what Joe did also, which is I set it 2/3 of the way up before I'm like, oh, there's instructions here.
No, I was using the instructions right away. I just couldn't figure out what the fuck instructions were talking about. But mine was too simple. That's why I thought there was more to it.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, you bend the things and then you put the thing, you hook it on. I just assumed a tent because I was watching you.
Yeah.
I could have watched Braveheart in the time that you put up your...
Oh, my God. You were annoying.
You fucking fixing the goddamn fire. It kept going out. You fixed it.
First of all, you fixed it twice. And we were looking for bear bag trees. We were doing stuff.
I know.
What do you think? We were just making out in the woods?
You didn't need to look for bear bag trees together.
We did.
One person could take the fire.
Joe found a tree. I said, find a tree when he went with you. He found one. He had to show me where it was.
Also, we kept... The fire was hard work.
Yeah.
It was a 2-3 man job for the first 3 hours.
It was a one man job who just sat there.
We had a soaking wet job.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Soaking wet wood.
So we finally got the fire going. I fucked up on all the...
We packed so badly.
It was the worst.
I mean, the things we left behind, my floppy hat that I brought back from Australia.
My sticks, like, my walking sticks.
My fold-out plates.
That my fucking actual tent needs.
Sunblock.
Sunblock that she was like, here's sunblock. And we're like, oh, thanks, Don. Cool. I'll have that. I saw you take it. I'm like, all right, you hold on to it. I know I like a lot of sunblock, but you hold on to it. I'll get it later.
I forgot socks. I wore ankle socks. Black ankle socks.
Oh, ticking rattlesnake season.
Black ankle socks with low-cut fucking New Balance.
which the bottom of are smoother than the top of your head. It's just I don't wet, hear. Smooth.
And you have no traction whatsoever.
Well, also, I came direct from Rumors Comedy Club. I left the condo and came straight from
your apartment.
I was home for 2.5 hours. I had to have sex for an hour and jerk off for 2 hours.
Wait, did you leave your shoes on the whole time?
What do you mean?
I mean, what I'm saying is you put on new shoes after that, and those shoes that you put on were not hiking shoes.
Is the car unlocked?
No, that means I changed lanes without...
He's acting erratically.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Have you ever texted and drove so much that they tell you you seem tired, pull over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that in a rental car. I was like, oh, no, I'm just driving intentionally bad.
Yeah. This car will actually turn you back into the lane if you go out of it.
Really?
The wheel keeps you in between the lanes.
That's great. We even left the fucking turkey club sandwich that I bought right before.
Oh, what a great sub.
You're throwing a lot of wees out there for your own personal belongings. You're like, we left my sandwich.
He left
sandwich.
His sticks. He left... I left my sandwich.
I left my sticks, and
the
I sticks forgot...
to hold up his whole tent and to walk on.
And I forgot the bag of shit. I did. I forgot a bag of shit. You're right. We forgot a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but that's okay. Still a good time.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
It made us talk to someone.
After we... What?
I went to the Maharishi place and asked them for sunblock. They did not have a general store, but guys got a little sunblock from the stranger.
Yep, that's true. We found out they gave us a little sunblock for you.
Nice, too. They were cool.
Really cool. Hikers are really cool people.
Let me post a theory to you guys.
What?
The further you get away from people,
yeah,
the kinder people are when they see you. Because yes, it's a premium now that you're seeing someone.
Yes.
So like suburbs is like nicer than cities.
Thank you.
The country is nicer than suburbs.
Yes.
Well, that's what makes people angry. I mean, yeah, small areas, everyone gets along. There's like 30 people.
Yeah.
There's like 8 million living on an island.
I think that's why Stanhope lives in Frisbee.
Why? Because of the nice people?
Because it's like you just be a person. Be a human. Hi, how you doing? How's your aunt?
That's right. Chappelle lives in Ohio. Yeah. Right? Millinocket.
Galifianakis lives somewhere in Carolina.
Yeah. If I had enough money, if I didn't have to worry about... I'd go somewhere. I'd move to fucking Montana or somewhere.
Yeah, podcast some. I would definitely have a home in Montana.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys my dream if I have enough money.
I'm not that interested.
Okay.
No. What is it?
1,000 acres somewhere in the woods.
But that... Oh, we had this conversation because I'm like, you don't seem like a kind of guy that wants to own land. Dude, you can...
I don't do anything with it, just to have a place. 1,000 acres? You know how big that is?
Yeah. It's
Rhode Island.
It's La Brea to La Cienega from Sunset to Beverly.
It's a lot of land, dude.
Yeah, it's enough land that no one can see you. You can fucking have a good mushroom trip.
You can do that on fucking 100 acres.
Yeah, without owning the
land, you can't.
Man.
You absolutely can't. Your neighbors can hear you.
I thought you were supposed to be a
your
mushroom.
Your neighbors can't hear you on 100 acres.
You're supposed to be a free spirit, dog.
Yeah, I know. So I'll have some land to go to.
That no one else can have.
No, I will let my friends live there and stay there.
Your
friends. No one else can have.
So
it's not homeless people.
Land. Now you're the man. Your dream is to be the man.
Dude, I want a fucking tent in the middle of that land. A yurt.
What do you do if a bunch of strangers walk on?
Strangers. Where are they? I'll shoot them on sight. I'm not giving out my land to some blacks.
Oh, boy. Who edits your podcast?
Blacks. Blacks who are editing, please edit that part out because I don't want anyone thinking that I don't like blacks. Thank you, blacks.
So we had dinner. We wound up...
The steak was great. Joe has trichinosis. Probably come back to it this afternoon.
Trichinosis?
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say it.
When you eat undercooked meat.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Raw or undercooked meat.
No, listen, you can only get trichinosis from bear.
From bear?
Yeah, when you know undercooked
bear
meat.
Many things.
You can't get trichinosis from...
It would have kicked in by now.
No, disagree.
Usually it's $10.
Doesn't kick in for 6 months, and you have it for the rest of your life.
That's herpes. That's exactly how herpes works.
But anyways, we then we all had to go. We cleaned up. I mean, we were a good team.
We were a good team. We cleaned out the pots and pans.
I mean, everybody did something.
Which, by the way, the rice is all gone this morning. The fish ate good last night.
The species of fish that I discovered.
So then, what?
I discovered a species of fish. Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, what?
We're calling them Maharishis over because of the Maharishi group we saw. You get to name it, Bobby.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know if you discover a species, you get to name it?
No, I did not.
Well, now you know. We call it Maharishi Uranitis.
Uranitis?
Yeah.
Why?
It sounds Latin.
Why Uranitis?
Because, you know, throwing like a piss. Because also that was where I went to piss a lot. Maharishi's Uranitis.
Johnny Uranitis. Like Baltimore Coats.
So then we cleaned everything up. We went, took the bear bag. I taught you guys how to hang a bear bag.
That was cool. That was cool.
That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Little
you
physics.
You were really our papa for this.
What's that?
You were really our papa for this.
I'm your dad for this.
Yeah.
In fact, you called me Max a couple times last night.
No, I
didn't. You did. When you had me come and zip the tent up.
Did
you're
I really?
Like, Max, it's the one right here. Max.
Did I really?
Yeah, yeah. I felt bad. It felt like the first moment in our relationship where I was like, oh, Bobby's old.
Why?
He's getting old.
Oh, because I called you my son?
Yeah, because you're forgetting names.
I thought it was the first moment that I was sad for you. I was like, oh, you miss your family and your absentee father. Bobby, do you shave your head because you're balding or graying?
I don't know. I think both. But now I don't shave my head because of either. I just shave my head because I like it.
Yeah. It goes with you.
Yeah, it's just me.
Dude, Bert sent me this picture of you, and he was like, Dice seems younger. You look so much like Dice with those big glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look like just like him.
With what is it?
I don't know. I'll send you the picture when I get back to my iPad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we hung the bear bag.
Those were great, by the way. They were great.
Good.
I ate some of it barehanded because it feels good to be in the woods eating meat with
your fingers. I say, though, this. Next time we go, though, we don't bring that shit.
Nah.
We bring a bag of hot dogs.
The one steak wasn't unthawed, so it's like, how do you do this?
Dude, no, we can bring...
Bag of hot dogs. You get 8 hot dogs, 2 each, 3 for
you. You know what I would love? Fucking soup. Oodles and noodles. A nice hot... How good would a hot cup of soup been last night?
You pour it into water.
We'll
start it that way. Yeah.
Tea was... All right, so now everything's done. We cleaned up the fire.
We could have made snake soup, but we didn't see snakes.
We didn't see. Thank God.
Snakes. I don't know no snakes.
Well, you guys fucking killed it on the fire.
Thank you.
Really
we made a good team after a while too. I was realizing he was the poker, I was the blow.
Yeah, because
blow, I poke.
No, yeah, because Joe can't really blow.
No,
but he can poke, man.
He poked really,
like,
good.
He can poke like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fire. I don't like the fire.
I can really see it.
What?
Well, here's the thing. I can see where we need to go with the fire.
Yes.
I can.
You see, you're like a chess, like a chess, not a master, but a chess really good. You can see 2 moves ahead.
Yeah.
That's the thing with camping is in your mind, you're like, this is great. We're gonna fucking go sit around, tell some stories. But when you get to the first 3 hours, we were actually working.
We're bushcraft party boys.
Bushcraft party boys.
We do bushcraft and then we're party boys.
Next time we need a little more party because you get pooped from the bush.
Okay, well, a lot of it was not having any idea to set up tent. That took me way too long.
Okay, a lot of it too is we left way too late.
True.
Yeah.
We should have been up there at 10 o'clock.
2 hours earlier.
We should have been there at 10 o'clock. We would have been at camp at fucking 2 o'clock, and we would have had all night to just sit around that fire.
A little more party boys.
Yeah, if we had gotten there by, let's say if we got to the campsite by
2.
3.
I'll say 2.
Why not say 2?
Okay, 2. Set up by 4, because we would have the fucking tents now, but that shit's down. And then we're like, we're casually walking around, enjoying the sun a little bit. Yeah. Hey, let's take a walk around the lake. You know?
Yeah.
And then you get going.
Yeah, we could have. I would have liked to have walked around the lake a little
bit. Get your surroundings. Walk deeper into the woods down there. That would have been nice.
I would have liked to have found a tree, a dead tree.
Yeah.
And chopped it up.
We did. Joe and I did that. Too bad you didn't have that experience. It was a really bonding thing, and it felt feel like men.
Yeah, we felt like men. Although the hatchet.
Yep.
It's got a little. You're gonna have to put some tape on there, or glue or something. Is it unscrewed?
Well, I got a new hatchet. I told you, my knife guy made me a. Custom axe, camping axe.
Hunzo.
So next time we go, I'm going to have a custom camping axe from the 30s.
Really?
Yeah. He gets old axe heads
yeah.
and restores them.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was fun. We came back with some logs. And I was getting a little nervous that time because the sun was going down.
All right, I want to say this, though.
All
right. I went...
You were nervous.
I had to take a shit.
Oh, yeah. How's your wood shit?
Dude, it was great.
When did you do it? Right away?
Well, yeah, I did it right away. I couldn't even cook dinner. I had to go... I dug a hole on the outside of a tree.
Yeah.
And then I just leaned up on the tree. And it
helped. No way, really?
Yeah, and it
you
helped.
You dug the hole first?
I dug the hole, and I shit in the hole.
So you'd have to clean it up.
I just buried it. I put the toilet paper in the hole, and I buried it.
Wow.
But the shit, it looked like a horse shit. It was massive.
Wow.
Massive shit.
I wish you would have taken a picture. Joe's right.
I fucked
yeah,
up.
You fucked us.
Selfish.
You fucked us. You got a nice big photo of your long shit.
Called us over or something? Said, hey guys, I gotta bury this too, but come on over and take a look. Yeah.
Guys, it was so big. It was like a shit, but then it had little balls.
Yeah.
It's like, it looked like it had shit eggs.
It was inside so it was it. Such a big shit that it was taking a shit.
For some reason, I'm picturing moss on it. Yeah. It's just because we're driving through moss right now.
So then.
There's a bunch of points in this pod where it feels like we edited something.
Because it's then, pure silence from one of us bombing.
We're going to get to this, but I slept 11 minutes last night, so I'm a little off.
I'm fucking exhausted. So we get down, everything's done, cleaned, and we sat, and we lit up fucking 3 Hoyo Cubans.
After dinner, yeah.
And we made tea. And that fire was going.
Spilling my water.
Huh?
I had a tea almost ready to make. You're like, yeah, let me just dump all that.
Who dumped it?
You knocked it over by accident. Or maybe it just fell off the thing.
No, you... Yeah, you did it. I didn't do it.
No, it just fell. You dropped your coffee at first.
I dropped my coffee, but you and dropped your tea.
No, it just fell off.
All right, fell, yeah.
It was on a crooked fucking...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So those Hoyos, they were great. Thank you for those.
That was a great one.
One of the best cigars I've ever had.
Sitting there having tea, smoking those fucking bats, nobody around.
Zip. Just those fucking party boys.
I didn't even know they were there.
You couldn't even hear them fucking.
Yeah, we didn't know they were there until this morning.
Yeah.
You couldn't even... I mean, you know how quiet they had to fuck last night? You know how bummed out they were?
And those guys aren't the type to use lube. They just go straight in for the pain, you know?
Yeah, they use some fish.
Like, I'll get lube when you bleed.
They just get a little fish mud from around the right of the fish water's mud. Edge.
Yeah, it was great. I'm all about this, that experience is half of taste.
What's that mean?
I mean, it's like, you know, where you that tea was better last night than it was yesterday morning.
Because
of where we were
right.
And how hard we had to work to get it.
True that, yeah.
That Hoyo was, I don't think I've ever had one before, but like, it was great, but there was amazing.
Yeah.
Sitting there, 2 buds.
Ah.
Nice fire in front of you, out in the fucking wild.
Yep. And I was wiped. I went to bed. I took my pants off. I got in my bed. And I swear to God, I'm like, I am going to be the... I put my mouth guard in so I didn't snore too heavy and wake you guys up.
Yeah, I heard it was nice, so I didn't snore and then, like, too heavy.
Well, I knew I was going to snore a little bit, but I didn't want to wake you guys. I was very self-conscious about my snoring, especially out in the woods.
Yeah, we get really curious. So then what? So you got in the bed.
I got in the bed. I was comfortable. Everything was great.
Kept fucking with the fire.
Right.
Then I turn my back for a moment. Ari comes back, and he has a fucking full tree branch with twigs and branch. Like, it goes... It's not like a branch. I want to make sure you picture this. It spidered off into, like, a million branches. It was a fucking tree branch with twigs and everything, every which direction. I could never fit in the fireplace, ever. And the fire at this point has been going for 7 hours. So it's probably 900 degrees
this
or
1,000
degrees.
This is a dead tree, too, so it's kindling.
Everything's catching on fire. And Ari puts the core of the log in the fire with all of the branches spreading out throughout the camp. And I'm like, you cannot do that. And he's like, too late, I'm committed.
And I'm like, and I'm in my tent. I'm like, this is whatever. I was too tired to get out and go, dude, what the fuck?
I had to tattletale because I felt like you weren't going to take me serious enough. And I knew Bobby had knives.
Let me just tell you this about you.
I was putting a bush in the fire.
And I did not have. Okay, listen, you're absolutely right. I was not going to take you seriously enough. So you did have a tattletale.
Yeah, and like, I know on. Fire. I see two moves ahead, as we've already discussed.
Yeah.
This is going to be bad business.
I mean, look, in an ideal world, I could have just crumpled the whole thing and put it all in. We were getting pyro-y at the end.
For sure. And I what regret else burn? Not burning a full roll of toilet paper. We had an extra one.
We did. It would have been fun.
When's the next time you're going to have an opportunity to burn a full roll?
Next time we go on.
Next Bushwack Party Boys.
Bushcraft Party Boys.
Good point. Waterfall.
So, then finally you guys went to bed, which I was like, great. Yeah, I was very excited because I was getting a little nervous.
About what?
Just the fire and all that shit.
You were like, don't put it out. Let it burn out.
Well, let the fire go, but I didn't want you to put a whole tree in it.
Well, should have specified. Next time you'll know. We'll know to take my turkey sandwich and we'll know not to tell me that I can do whatever I want with the fire.
We didn't.
Yeah, I went to sleep. Immediately. I mean, like, inside a minute.
Who?
No. Inside a minute. Inside 10 minutes, though.
Exactly. Inside 10 minutes. I believe that's what I said.
It might have been 20. It was enough time. Maybe 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes.
What? Then you guys went to sleep?
The fucking story climax happened.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sitting in my thing. You guys are in your thing. I hear your zippers go up. The zip and the mushing of your thing. And the bed and and everybody got comfortable. And then you just hear the frogs.
It was great.
And you're like, wow. We're in the middle of fucking. I was like, this is great.
And look at this, Ari. Cowboy Nation.
Yeah.
Star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see what you guys saw.
Texas.
It's pure like, diabetes. You know. All right. Well, I'm with you for half.
Sorry. And there was a cowboy mobile we just drove by in upstate New York.
Yeah. And Ari's all over.
Shitty cowboy farm.
Shitty cowboy farm. Great cowboy. For 20 years, they won a single playoff game.
So we're sitting there. It's God quiet.
God quiet. Yeah, it is.
So that sounds like
whatever's chirping.
It's louder in the car now than it was there.
Yeah.
It was so fucking beautiful. I felt the air rushing through the bottom of my tent, through my tent, over my body, out the other thing.
I unzipped the rain thing, and I was like, you know what? Because it's like meshy, you know.
Yeah.
You unzip that, and I was like, "Let me unzip this and keep it up a little bit." Because when it starts raining, I'll close it then.
Yeah.
You can re-zip it because it was so fucking lovely.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And I was on the lakeside, so I looked right to the lake. It was 10 feet away from the lake.
So beautiful. Shut my eyes. I would imagine you guys did the same.
Yeah.
We're all quiet, and then it happened.
It felt like a...
I knew... I was so... I knew Joe was going to be the first one to talk.
We were fucked. It was fucked. At first, I thought... I was like... Nobody said anything, and I was like, you guys, I'm not just hearing this, right? It sounded like the sound to me, and I want everyone to describe the sound.
Hang on one second.
Go.
If you guys want to hear what happened... Come back next week.
Patreon. Go to the Tuesdays with Stories Patreon page.
Now go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly.
Okay, now all let's of just, a sudden, now let's just say
it
what exactly
sounded
what
like somebody was cutting a baby in half.
It was.
It sounded like someone was fucking having their balls removed, but what, an animal.
You heard.
You're doing like a FM radio DJ howl. It was like a fucking terrified cry. Like there was tears. It was fucking.
Maybe he was howling out of tune. Maybe he's.
It was horrific. And then a bunch of other ones joined in.
Oh my god, there was so. You heard other ones from a distance. They were calling each other onto something.
There's some faggots over there camping. They're easy pickings.
They're in a lean-to. No, the other faggots.
It was close to them.
It was real close to the other guys. Really close.
Yeah.
It was really close to us, and it was fucking wolves. It was fucking wild, in-the-woods werewolves who were like, they finally quieted down. Let's get them.
Dude, it was... Dead. Let me tell you something. I was expecting to hear shit. I was expecting to hear footprints, something walking, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I watched the stuff about bears, and I watched the stuff about raccoons, and I was prepared for all the shit. We hung the bear bag. I was ready. We cleaned out everything. There was no food around. I didn't have anything in my bag near my tent.
Yeah.
I didn't have a cooking thing.
You did?
In my pocket.
You did?
It's still in my pocket.
Should never do that. Don't ever do that.
Bar.
Don't ever do that.
Do what?
Bears can smell 1,000 times better than human beings. They'll come into your tent looking for that.
Your wife's cookies. Oh, really? If you have it in there with you?
Oh, you can't.
I thought too. I was like,
not even toothpaste.
I should bring some plantains in here. That'd be good. And then I was like, oh yeah, no, definitely should not.
You're not even supposed to have your toothpaste
even
in your bag.
In your pack. No. Nothing.
They smell it. They'll smell it and come and get it. You're supposed to put, you brush your teeth, put it in the bear bag, hang it up on the tree.
Tim Dillon's like that.
What?
If you have food on you at all, he smells it.
Yeah. Yeah, but he loves a bear bag, too.
He does love bears. A bear bag?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's one of yours, Joe. That's like one of yours type of things.
That's a going out thing.
That's great. Seems like you guys both enjoyed it. I'm sleeping.
Like when a retard hits a three-pointer. Yeah, me too.
It was fucking terrifying.
It was. And it had to be coyotes.
It was coyotes. But then you made a good point, because we're all like, you guys hear that? We're like, yeah. And then it's like, that was coyotes. Like, that's L.A., Ari. This isn't L.A. There's no coyotes here. I was like, oh.
But no, there's coyotes.
Then I was like, what do we do? Because I read a lot about bears. I'm a good hiker. I hike. I take photos. I make sure before I read, I text somebody
research,
where I'm at. I do a lot of research. I didn't come across coyotes, and then you were like, I didn't either.
Well, I did a lot of research for this trip, and I really didn't. Nobody mentioned coyotes. Not one thing I read or watched said, oh, man, there's coyotes.
I didn't see anything either.
Well, then there's the fear, because when you read the shit of what to do with a bear, what to do... You're afraid you're going to do the exact opposite. That's where my anxiety came. That I'm like, I'll wave my flashlight and make noise, and that'll scare them. But that might mean fucking...
Well, you said, you go, what do we do? Should we yell?
You're like, I don't know. And I was like, well, what do you think we should do? And you're like, I really don't know. I'm like, well, you're the fucking papa here.
I know, but I didn't know. I didn't come across the coyote thing.
But I was like, well, let's make a game plan.
I knew it.
What do you guys think we should do if they fucking stop sniffing right in our fucking tent? Scream or stay super quiet?
I had my knife. I thought noise. They got to be, because this is my thought.
Now,
we were out there the whole time talking, bullshitting, had a fire.
Right.
And then we didn't hear anything. And then as soon as we got quiet, we heard them. So I assume that means they're afraid of us. Most of the things are afraid of us. We are the king of the animal kingdom, whatever the fuck.
Whoa, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, buddy.
Why don't you just put the thing in the dashboard so you can just see it easily?
No, I was looking at the things over here, making sure we got to wrap this up soon.
It was scary as fuck. And I wish we did have a game plan. I was clutching my knife. Clutching it to my chest the whole time,
but
under my pillow.
I had bear spray in my thing, and I had my knife.
I would have loved to have seen it come close, and you try to bear spray something and just mace yourself.
But then that's when you would fudge. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm getting the fucking bear spray, which makes you nervous too, because like you were our fearless leader, and then you're going for bear spray.
What did you say when I said that? You said something.
I don't know.
You said something to me. It was fucking like what?
But then later, then at that moment, that's when I was like, all hope of me sleeping is gone. I'm not sleeping. That's
right.
Oh my God, we're so tired to like wide awake.
And then I was just laying there, and at one point I was like, do I dare check the time? And it was like 1:30, and I was like, oh, we've laid down 11 minutes ago. We have 6 hours.
We have 6 hours of darkness for these things to come get us.
Yeah, we have the fucking, we were fucked. And then...
Yeah. Right.
You fucking fell back asleep.
Right.
Not that long after. Like, you started snoring.
Like, 7 minutes later. Yeah. Oh my God, we're so frightened. We're all gonna die.
I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I was?
In no time, but I didn't mind it because I was starting to think any human noise, Joe was right, any human noise would keep them away.
I thought the same thing.
And so my my snoring. Loud,
and I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
But
and then you made human noise constantly.
I kept waking up though and thinking you might be a bear because your snoring sounds similar to a bear coming through. Just that.
Dude, every time I heard a twig crack anywhere, I just like unsheathed the fucking blade a little bit.
I looked like Vern and Stand By Me when he stands watch.
I was so tired, but I woke up later. My fucking stupid refurbished sleeping pad.
Yeah.
The air leaked out of my pad.
Do you know where it's from?
Yeah.
The leak, you do?
No, I don't know where the leak is now. All I know is that my thigh bone was touching the floor and it was freezing. I was freezing.
Oh yeah, it got cold. And, I forgot about that.
Oh, it got so cold. And then I looked up and I had my tent door open.
Really?
Yeah, since the bear spray incident. So I was like,
it was frightening as shit, and I barely slept at all at your fucking awful air mattress at your house. And so then I thought I'd be right asleep, plus a little hiking, and then I barely slept at all there too. So I'm fucking dead.
Yeah,
I'm fucking so tired right now.
Me too.
So okay, what animals did we see? Beaver.
Beavers.
Oh, the beavers kept cruising by. That was really nice.
That was cool. I don't think I've seen a beaver live before. The whole dam was pretty fucking rad.
You never saw the beavers live?
No.
Their live stuff is their best stuff.
Oh, yeah. Beavers, salamanders, frogs, birds, squirrels, chipmunks.
A lot of bright, those things. A lot of chipmunks. Overrun with chipmunks. That's what I saw the most of.
I like chipmunks. They're so cute.
What? Well.
Snake. I saw a snake this morning.
Swimming. You did?
Yeah, swimming in the lake.
Really?
Yeah. Fish too. I saw that Maharishi Uranitis.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap this up.
Right, almost. Now what? We're leaving. Bushcraft Party Boards wakes up in the morning with no sleep.
No sleep. Nothing.
Packing our shit, trying to beat the rain. We kind of did.
We packed up like fucking the bosses. This. I mean, bosses. Everybody was fucking packed up, ready to go. Had a nice little hot cup of tea.
Great.
I felt like we all woke up at the exact same time, and then. I
already
came out naked.
Oh, God.
I put shoes on. I don't want to get my feet hurt. Yeah, man. You got to fucking get naked in nature.
Now, if those two guys were fucking each other,
yeah.
And one of them woke up early and looked over and just saw your fat, beefy Jew dick.
And he's like, ooh, I chose the wrong camp.
Do you know how, like, he would have been like, what? Do you know what a turn on that would be to him?
Yeah, he should have, shouldn't have gone number two. I should have gone number five.
Your dick is beefy, by the way. Also, you have an ability to piss in any circumstance. But like, we're just sitting there talking and all of a sudden you're pissing.
Remember when I almost peed on Bobby's leg?
When?
That was a good one. You were standing there on the trail down and I was just like, you're like, what the fuck? It's like, I got 2 feet over and 2 feet left.
Big, thick pud.
What?
Your cock. It's thick.
Yeah.
Circumference.
Yeah, it's like a good sausage.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Packed up, had more nice cup of tea.
Refilled my case.
Your bladder.
My bladder, and then that Sawyer thing works great.
The Sawyer, yeah.
Like cold water, mountain stream cold.
Yeah, Sawyer filter is great.
What is it about beaver shit? They seem like a natural animal. If a beaver takes a shit in a lake, it's just toxic.
Yeah.
You'll die if you drink it.
Yeah.
It looks just as clean.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... All the shit I read about... They were talking about
you're right.
The Sawyer system. There's an even smaller one than that, too.
Really? I like how it goes right in the camelback. This goes great. Yeah. So, all the shit you told me to buy, Bobby,
yeah.
Dead on.
Yeah.
None of it was wasted.
Yeah. And we blazed up that trail.
On the way back.
On the way back.
Yeah. From 4.5 hours to 3.
We blazed going up.
Yeah.
We got up to the overlook, back down again. Back down, I fucking pulled my shoulder muscle with like 10 minutes left.
Yeah. Joe went ahead, and I'm like, we just want to take his pack off. I was like, let's stop. He's like, no, I'm almost there. Why take it off and put it back
on? I was just ready to get it off. It was fucking, it was heavy.
And I took a break, stood under the tree for a while, saw you coming, and yeah, you said you pulled something, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so eventually I was like, just give me your fucking pack. I'll just take it. It's fine. But his off?
Yeah, he never... Yep, yours fell off.
Oh, shit.
It's all right.
Joe's is off?
Yeah.
Right. The whole time?
So we we still got him on my mic.
Okay, well, now it's back on.
Yeah, it's back on. You're good.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I wonder how much of that was just off on Joe.
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll see. Sorry, everybody. If it messed up, it's these blacks that work for me.
They don't even know what that is. That was... I just started that.
Oh, yeah.
No, they heard him off of our mics.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're right. They're just going to be like, what the fuck are you?
They just didn't hear... We sound awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we sound like we're a radio show.
And Joe sounds like he's a tiny little mouth.
He's...
Oh, come on.
But now he's back. Is your mic up there? Yeah.
I think so. Hi.
Yeah, he's good now, yeah.
Hi, everybody. So now we're done. I carried your pack the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Some personal trainer passed by, which is fucking nice.
Dude, I put my shoulder muscle... Something happened where I put my pack on, and it was locking up on me. I couldn't do it.
It's amazing that it's fine now.
Yeah, that guy stretched me out.
He did stretch you out. Guys, it's Joe.
You what?
You want to do a gay joke on that?
Oh, I have a boner. Look at this. I got a fucking thick, cocky boner. Oh, Bobby just touched my dick helmet. Head. He just touched the head of my dick.
It was like a fucking thumb.
That felt nice. You're the first person to touch my dick other than myself and wife for the last 8 years.
I think I touched your dick.
I don't think so.
Go give it a grab.
It's got to be a soft grab, though, because, I mean, this is...
Right there. There it is, right there.
Oh, yeah. That looks good through the sweatpants. Those look like strip club sweatpants.
Yeah. They're not bad. Nice, a bit dirty. Deal.
Bushcraft potty boy.
You know, I just realized I'm not going to be able to clean. I'm going to Paris tomorrow. That's what's crazy. I'm leaving for Paris tomorrow.
What time are you leaving?
5:30 p.m.
You can go put them in the... Do you have a washing machine in your house?
A washing machine in my house?
You're going to take your sweatpants to goddamn Paris.
No, for the flight.
Oh, okay. Guys... Is there, what else do you want to add? Anything?
You know, nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, I have the worst wound, and it's about 1 millimeter of just skin missing, and it's nothing.
You complain more about that fucking...
Oh, my God.
...millimeter wound.
I did not complain at all.
You... What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, I said, is the first aid kit here? And then I went and got it. No. Quietly.
Is this affected you? Does this look infected you?
Is this affected you? Is this affected you? Is this bad?
I didn't say
bad?
This look infected to you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You made me inspect it. Don't you remember me inspecting it?
You made me inspect it.
No, I said, is there something in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, is there something in there that I should get out before I put a Band-Aid on it? That's standard. That's not complaining, by the way. That's asking your opinion on a cut.
Sounds
complaining
true.
Would
as
be
a
like,
Jew who can,
oh, people, I can't. My finger hurts.
In there? I feel like there's something in there.
Should I put something on this? Is this going to get infected?
What should I put?
I just quietly put my first aid on.
Quietly?
And then I was just commenting, wow, if this is the worst wound, we're doing okay.
You didn't even have to open the first aid kit.
It was fucking zip-tied together.
And now no longer because of your fucking that tiny little nothing cut. We got a new first aid kit.
Look. Oh, Bobby took some aspirin from there.
Oh, nice. I should have used it.
Yeah, you should have used it more. You're right.
Yeah, overall it was fucking great. I'm glad we did it.
Yes.
We've been talking about this since last, I kind of think summertime. We were smoking stogies out there with Sarah, too.
Right.
We're like, what, let's go get a cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Over the winter, it didn't happen, but then we ended up doing this.
Yep.
And during the Indian summer, excuse me, Native American summer. And
Indian summer, and I hate the heat.
And wait. Okay. Oh. And yeah, I think we did great. I think we left Bushwhack Party Boys.
Yeah.
Bushcraft Party Boys, and yeah. I think we came back Bushcraft Party Men.
Alright, no? I loved it.
I think we're still Bushcraft Party Boys.
Yeah.
I loved it enough that I was like, I'm not going to say it because that should be the end. Boom. But, you know, now that it's not.
Blacks, edit that to make it the end, please.
My body's hurting so bad.
So bad. My shoulders hurt more than anything.
My shoulders.
I am pooped.
Ugh.
I mean, I fell asleep while we were doing this.
Yeah, sex with kids.
I did too. And I'm driving and doing a podcast.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's see what people can find you.
Trooper.
Robert Kelly has his own podcast called You Know What, Dude.
Yeah.
It's on the Riotcast Network.
Yep.
Owns and CEOs and operates.
Yep.
You can find him at Robert Kelly Live on Twitter.
Yep.
Really?
Nope. Yeah, live? No, Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly. On
I got Robert Kelly on Twitter. But I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/RobertKelly. Live from the Shed, my show.
Live from the Shed, great show that I've seen clips from. Top level artists, comics like Colin Quinn and others.
Ron Bennington.
And Louis C.K. is on this week too, so make sure to check into that.
Check it out. Oh, he reveals everything.
Joe List.
Yeah.
Is you can see him on the stand ups.
Season 2, episode 1.
Episode 1 on Netflix. If you go load up the stand up season 2, Joe List is the first one doing 30 minutes of top level stand up comedy. You guys will love it.
Use top level with me.
What?
You already used the phrase top level with me.
Well, that's the thing with these top level guys, man. You can appreciate it and just pass it around.
All right.
Joe List on Twitter is at Joe List.
At Joe List Comedy.
Jesus. Was it taken, Joe List?
Yeah, Joe List is an artist who's very kind. He's a British artist, and he's skilled. And then every time I get a tweet to at Joe List, he says, no, you're looking for Joe List Comedy, which is very kind of him. He doesn't do that. Oh, shut up.
I had Robert Kelly was in England, too, and he gave it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Ari Shaffir was wide open.
And I have a podcast also.
And Joe has a podcast called Tuesdays with Stories. I've been on few times. You want to start there? Kelly's been on.
One time. Worst episode of all time.
That's available on their Patreon. But he does it with Mark Norman. And that's pretty much it. You guys got dates coming up?
Yeah, robertkellylive.com. Go see my dates. Come see me live.
No, just say a couple. People aren't going to do the extra step.
Woo!
All right. Joe, where are you?
I'm hosting the Nasty Show.
At Montreal.
This year. I guess last year's host sucked.
Oh, I was not prepared to host that show.
Oh, my God, dude. He was so terrible.
I just came out right away and did bits. And I was like, you and Jimmy, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm back in Providence. Remember, we went to Providence together.
Yeah, we were there together.
I'll be there herpes. July 19th, 20th, and 21st, headlining.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Denver, June 14th to the 16th, Denver Comedy Works. And then the Wednesday, the 13th, I'm doing the Aggie Theater in Fort Collins.
Denver Comedy Works.
What?
Fort Collins what?
Fort Collins, Colorado, the day before. So doing Fort Collins, Colorado on Wednesday, and then the Denver Comedy Works Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I want to work the Denver Comedy Works again. Will you talk to find out what happened?
You used to, right?
All once a year. I love it. But then she doesn't book me anymore. What happened? Will you find out?
I'll try.
Ari?
All right. Well, I'm going to be in... this is Ari Shaffir. I have a podcast called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, which you guys should subscribe to. By the way, Joe List also has a Patreon that we did the pre-Bushcraft Party Boys video for.
Yes, thank you. Shed. And it was really funny, too.
So it's a taste of both things.
Patreon's only $3 a month.
And these fucking jerky farts are great. Patreon's only $3 for a limited time only. Guys, I'm going to be in D.C. June 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Adrian Bellucci's opening for me. At the Improv and in San Francisco at the end of June, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I'm also doing a storytelling show, Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storytelling Show, in New York City, June 11th at the Village Underground, and then I'll be in Edinburgh, Scotland. Doing Ari Shaffir's Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, we're good. Is that the podcast? Are we done?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's somebody's.
Bushcraft Party Boys.
Bushcraft Party Boys.
Telling stories around a campfire. The sound of laughter is the loudest noise. There's something in the night of the wilderness. It's a magical thing to me. Like the sky is just a little bit brighter, and your life is everything that you'd like it to be. There'll be snow on the passes tomorrow.
All right. That's it. That's the episode. Sound quality's a lot better, right? Now that we're back on my equipment, you can see the difference between my expertise, the expertise of a college-educated man, a Jew, who by culture and race is just more intelligent than the basic white man. And you educate that guy? There's no stopping him. Well, this is the kind of sound quality you get from that level of education, that level of Jew. The sound quality you get from a garbage, white trash, former alcoholic, oh no, current, sober alcoholic, like Robert Kelly, drug addict, if I may say, is the sound quality you heard. So again, blame him. Don't blame me. I'm going to play on the outro. I can't decide if I'm going to play a song on the outro or this Coyote music, but Joe List found fucking Coyote music. He found some. And it sounds exactly like it, except a little tinnier. The recording wasn't the best. So either at the end of the song or just at the end of this, when I wrap up, I'm going to just play this fucking Coyote house. And that's what we heard. He was frightening as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm the fucking Homer Guppy. I don't go away from the fucking reef. Too many metaphors on that one. I get scared around animals. So I don't give a shit. Man, I was fucking clutching that knife, you guys. I mean, clutching it. Like, I'll stab one in the eye. Maybe I can make a fucking, when he tries to come under the, all these plans. I would have just died. Don't tell coyotes that if they want us, they can just take us. All right, don't forget DC Improv. Get tickets, hurry up for Sunday. That's probably all that's left now. This Sunday, and then San Francisco, June 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Those will all sell out. Steve Simone is coming with me. Steve, Good Time Simone is going to be opening, so that'll be great. And Adrian Appalucci is opening for me Friday, Saturday in D.C. before she records her own album. You guys, I almost forgot to tell you. Get Adrian's... Oh, I'll do a middle thing. Get Adrian's fucking tickets to see her taping in New York Comedy Club on Sunday, June 3rd. New York Comedy Club. You're going to want to see it. Taping of Adrian Appalucci's first comedy. She's fucking dark and she's funny. Get tickets. NewYorkComedyClub.com. All right. Well, that's the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed what you could hear. After a while, you kind of your ear kind of adjusts, right? You sort of like get it if you lasted this long. If you haven't, then no, you're not hearing me, so what am I even talking about? Oh, I'm hungry. All right, you guys. Ooh, that salami's right there. That's the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skype Tank, episode 326, I think. Bushcraft Party Boys with Joe List and Robert Kelly, over and out. Goodbye, goodbye, till next week. I'll definitely put one out next week on Monday because this one sucks so bad with the sound quality that I'll put one out right away on Monday. Hopefully Monday early, maybe Sunday night. I'll have it ready to go. So Monday morning it'll be out for your fucking commute. When you go on gambling trips, you're stuck right out in nature. Foraging the forest like a primate, using sharpened tools instead of hot blades. Thumbing for a finger, supposed to show you're not a wild beast. You can hear the noises at night time. They don't have to keep a certain bedtime. Animal.